progressive talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Most volatile day on Wall Street in recent memory. Up, down, and down some more. Much of it reaction to the Fed unleashing $34 billion in cash into the banking system, meant to calm the markets. Analyst Mark Petrie.
It's great that they're going to inject more liquidity into the system, and that's helpful, and that's their job. But the economy and the housing market and the credit markets need to work out the excesses that were created over the last couple of years.
On the floor of the exchange, broker Doreen Mogavero is staying the course.
Until somebody says something to me that shows me that the credit situation is spread somewhere into the consumer where the consumer may stop spending money, I'm not going to change my course.
The Dow ending down 31 points at 13,239. NASA has concerns over possible damage to the space shuttle. We are live with CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, Jim, last night, mission manager John Shannon spoke about a spray that looked like foam hitting the shuttle about a minute after launch. Now, after looking at video and pictures that were sent back just a couple of hours ago during the space station approach, they think it may have been a piece of ice rather than foam that apparently gouged one of the shuttle's thermal protective tiles. It's something they'll want to take a very close look at. Shannon says shuttles have returned safely with worse damage than this appears to be. Meantime, the crew is getting on with its space station construction mission, with a spacewalk coming tomorrow. Jim?
In Utah, another attempt to reach six miners trapped deep below the earth. CBS's Cammy McCormick on the surface.
We know this second larger and more accurate drill is working, but officials are now shying away from estimating when it will reach its target. It has a camera attached, and it's boring a larger hole, which may be used to provide the miners with oxygen and water. Despite the failure of the first drill to make communication, one mine official says there's no reason to lose hope.
Indiana today, three dead near a coal mine in an under-construction air shaft. Bob Hurst, the mayor of Princeton.
They got into a bucket, is what it was. A bucket lowers them down through the air shaft, and the bucket caught on something and tipped, and the construction workers fell out.
More than 70 American coal mining deaths in the last year. Bob Ferreter, director of mine safety program at the Colorado School of Mines.
The situation in coal mines from a safety viewpoint is really pretty good. If you compare it with years past, even 10, 15 years ago, our fatality and our accident rate is down considerably.
Interesting development in the investigation into the Virginia Tech massacre today. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Virginia Tech police say people saw a suspicious person in a hooded sweatshirt in Norris Hall, where most of the killings took place 2 days before the massacre. But they say there's no evidence to link Sung-hee Cho to any of the victims in either of the shooting locations. Police Chief Wendell Flincham says on the morning of the massacre,
Cho did leave a handwritten bomb threat note inside Norris Hall on the morning of April 16th. He posted it on an interior door, and it was taken off by a faculty member and handed over to a custodian.
It was found later after the shootings on a classroom desk by investigators. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
When a professional driver zooms in for a pit stop, his crew gives his vehicle everything it needs for top performance. He needs the best. SLU. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Our crew is the best in the business. Ford-trained technicians who use genuine Ford parts. Race in for great service deals. Only at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Put the pedal to the metal. Pit Stop Savings Days end September 9th.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas, you can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
Hey, we're not hot-dogging it now. Here's CBS's Sam Litzinger with a familiar refrain.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I'd truly love to be, because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me, except for the Chicago cop who wrote me a ticket. The officer says the 27-foot-long fiberglass sausage vehicle known as the Wienermobile was parked illegally on Michigan Avenue, so instead of mustard or relish, the Wienermobile was garnished with a ticket. They actually called a tow truck to make the famed Wienermobile to go to the impound lot, but hot dog, the driver came back before the truck arrived. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Canada's prime minister announcing plans today for an army training center and a deep water port in the Arctic. Comes during an Arctic trip meant to assert sovereignty over a region with potentially vast energy resources. Not so fast, though, Canada. Denmark staking its claim with a scientific expedition as well. And Russia, the United States, and Norway also have competing claims. As much as 25% of the world's undiscovered oil could be there. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee. Ready in advance. See store for details.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
All of you who listen to Peter B. Collins' excellent network of radio stations, and that would be, of course, in Portland, Coos Bay, Oregon, as well as Eureka, California, and, of course, the Monterey Bay, the Monterey Peninsula. I'm going to miss all of you so much. And I want to thank Katrina Rill, yes, the fabulous producer for the Peter B. Collins Show, who kept me in line and got all these guests lined up and did such a great job of terrific working with her. I am Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. And I've been filling in for Peter B. Collins for the last 2 weeks, and it's been really great. Here's our phone number, 877 from anywhere, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. And I have some I want to talk about Rudolph Giuliani a little bit today. I also want to talk about another local murder that occurred yesterday here in Sacramento, but it has sort of larger implications. But before we do that, let's talk to Bob Borisage. He is with the Campaign for America's Future. Hi, Bob. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, tell me about how the Republicans in Congress are obstructing the progress of Democrats.
Well, this is an openly admitted strategy by the Republican leadership to demand to require a filibuster and overcoming a filibuster on virtually every measure Democrats bring before the Senate. So on matters that have the support of the overwhelming majority of the American people, like reducing the cost of prescription drugs, pass the House and have majority support in the Senate, they filibuster them, and thus why they've been able to block a number of things that Americans would like. And then their theory is they can go into the election next year and say this has been a do-nothing Congress that's got nothing done, and people be frustrated because, in fact, so little is getting done. And they may not benefit because they're part of the problem, but since their polls are so low, they've got to find a way to drive their Democratic Party's opponents' polls down, and that's the strategy. And according to Trent Lott, it seems to be working for them.
And you quote him here as saying the strategy of being obstructionist can work or fail, and so far it's working for us.
Yeah, and, you know, Americans are understandably skeptical. They think this is politics as usual and that this is, you know, just routine and it's up to the majority to figure out a way to get something done. But we've never seen a kind of systematic effort like this. These guys, they've done over 40 filibusters in the first 6 months of this Congress, and they're on a record, on a pace to triple the previous record in terms of filibusters. And the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has simply said every controversial thing that they bring up, we're going to filibuster and require them to overcome it with a 60-vote margin. So majority rule no longer exists in the Senate of the United States.
And what can the Democrats do, if anything?
Well, I think it's very hard. I think they're not credible spokesmen about it because people are so cynical about politics. But I do think that independent groups have to make Americans understand that this is the strategy. It's kind of sacrificing progress that the country needs and wants.
For partisan gain.
For partisan gain. And we got to go out and inform people about it. We've done this kind of amusing video starring Jason Alexander. You can get it on our website at www.ourfuture.org. Where Jason Alexander playing Karl Rove and orchestrating the obstruction, and we encourage people to look at it, to send it to their friends, and ask their friends to contact their senators and tell them to get out of the way.
So, and that's ourfuture.org. I noticed that you say in this article I'm reading, this is akin to someone mugging the postman and then complaining that the mail isn't delivered on time.
Yeah, the Republican talking points, after 43 filibusters, the Republican talking points for this August recess are to go out and say that the Congress hasn't done anything. It's a do-nothing Congress. So, you know, you take off the kneecaps of the postman, and then you say, why isn't the mail here?
Exactly. Now, couldn't Congress do this? I mean, when asked, for example, about the impeachment question, they will say, oh, we don't have the votes in the Senate for a conviction in a trial, we have other things to do, and it's et cetera, et cetera. Couldn't the House Democrats come up at least with an impeachment of Alberto Gonzalez? And what could the Republicans do in that event?
Well, I think it's hard to get a majority support. You know, it's hard to get that done.
You mean to get every Democrat in the House to say
yep.
yes. Yeah.
But in any case, I don't think that's, and whether they do that or not, a question. But that's not what Americans are looking for. They're looking for action on stuff that affects them, you know, on basic bread and butter issues. And that's the stuff Republicans are holding up. You know, the effort to roll back subsidies to the oil companies and put the money in alternative energy, that was filibustered. The effort to allow Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices, that was filibustered. Even the effort to give the troops rest and rehab.
Yes. Yes.
Between tours of duty in Iraq, that was filibustered. And these guys have to be called account of that. Now, what Democrats could do and haven't done...
maybe get stronger leadership.
Stronger leadership and make Republicans actually filibuster it. That is,
make them do it. Force them to do it.
Stay up overnight and argue it so that the public can see who is, in fact, stopping progress.
Absolutely.
Around the war... but only for an evening, and I think you've got to do a lot more of just showing people who's in the way.
And so what is the reluctance on the part of the House leadership and the Senate leadership to not let that play itself out?
Oh, I think that, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I just think they've got to get much tougher on this, otherwise they're going to get blamed for the mess. And,
right, of course, and because they've decided not to do anything, if they don't have the votes, or, you know, so they won't really stand on principle, because if you don't have the votes, why stand on principle? A lot of Americans, especially on the left, who elected these people in Congress, expect them to have a spine.
Yep.
And even if you don't have the votes, you know, count the heads, have the whip, count the votes in advance. Even if you don't have the votes, you bring it forward because the Constitution really requires, I think, one could interpret it that way, that when you have impeachable offenses, you go forward.
Impeachment's a political process as well as a constitutionally mandated process. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're talking about impeachment of the president or what have you, that would be turned into such, my own sense is that would be turned into such a partisan Donnybrook that better to just vote this guy out of office. But I do think that...
But Bob, between now and then, he has an we have an 87-year-old Supreme Court justice. We have a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Mad Dog Roberts, who God knows what he's going
to do. But understand, you're not going to be able to get him impeached between now and then. That is the process of doing the hearings, creating the case, holding the trial.
I understand all that. I'm a lawyer, but I'll tell you something. I think that George Bush and Dick Cheney are both cowards and bullies. Cowards and bullies, kind of the same critter. And if they were to be, if articles of impeachment were to issue forth, I don't think that they would have the fortitude to have the whole nation focused on their misdoings. I think they would. I think Bush would disappear to Paraguay, and God knows where Dick, because he just purchased like 800 acres in Paraguay. He'd disappear to Paraguay, and God knows who cares where Cheney would go. Bahrain, perhaps.
An undisclosed location.
Exactly.
No doubt.
that they wouldn't have the stomach for all of their misdeeds and high crimes and misdemeanors to be on national television in a Senate trial. And if the Democrats say they don't have the votes in the House, even though they have the majority and plus, 23 or something, if they can't get enough Democrats to go along with at least impeaching Gonzalez, Then the names of those Democrats who don't want to go forward ought to be publicized and published and let the people know who's stopping this process. I mean, this administration has done nothing, essentially, but gut the Constitution one amendment at a time. So, you know, if not for these people, then who for?
Right. Well, I think if you can show, in fact, what we seem to see with Gonzalez, that he has been involved in a process that was designed to turn the Justice Department into
a political arm
and to purge those justices that were not prepared to go out and use it for political purposes against
right.
Democrats in the electoral season, that should be impeached. And I think holding those hearings and forcing that question is a good idea. I just think taking on Bush when we've got him on the run will turn the attention away from the war and away from the catastrophe that he's done and into a partisan Donnybrook that won't serve our purposes.
Okay.
Well, we'll
see how easy I am. Then you've got Nancy Pelosi, who, of course, famously, and I'm delighted she's there. I'm an arch battler for women's rights, et cetera, delighted to see she's there. However, the infamous impeachment is off the table stuff. It has gotten, well, Cindy Sheehan, some may laugh at Cindy Sheehan, but we're talking about San Francisco. This is the 8th Congressional District. Cindy Sheehan running as an independent is going to draw a lot of votes. I doubt very much that a Republican will win a House seat out of San Francisco, but it is going to create, a problem, I think, for Nancy Pelosi. Don't you think, I mean, if the unthinkable were to occur, that Cindy Sheehan were to actually win that race, what message would that send to Congress? They would they better shape up, that they can't count on the left necessarily, their base, to vote for them, even because they're figuring, well, you know, a lot of people on the left don't like Hillary Clinton much and some of the other candidates. But, of course, they figure they'll probably vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is. But do you know that the largest group of new registrants, as well as people re-registering, is like 40% declined to state? People are saying parties don't take us for granted anymore.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's a widespread phenomena. And I agree with you. Nobody should be laughing at Cindy Sheehan. She played an extraordinarily heroic role in terms of challenging this war and turning the debate around on that. And so this is a woman of enormously serious purpose and energy. On the other hand, I don't think that the challenge to Nancy Pelosi
will be all that serious.
And I think that at the end of the day, we've got real work to do, which is to get rid of these guys that are stopping the progress that everybody wants to be made, stopping the effort to get troops out of the war. Make more videos.
Ourfuture.org.
We've got to keep moving on that.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you. I hope we can do this again.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. So there you go. Those obstructionist Republicans. We'll come back with more. By the way, our toll-free number, call in, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. We'll be right back.
It's fair time again, and this year we're homegrown at the Monterey County Fair. We're talking 6 big days of family-packed entertainment from Tuesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 19th. Stop by every day for free headline entertainment, including the Paul Thorne Band, War, Pam Tillis, Night Ranger, plus our homegrown band showcase featuring top local bands. Your entire family will love the free exhibits, including the Busy Bee Dogs and Hugo the One Man Band. You will love the Beer and Wine Pavilion featuring homegrown beers and wines. All this and much, much more just for $8. If you're an adult, admission for 6 to 12-year-olds is only $4, and kids under 6 get in for free. Kids' Day is Tuesday, Seniors' Day is Wednesday, and Military Appreciation Day is Thursday. From August 14th through August 19th, the fun will be at the 2007 Monterey Fair. Don't miss it. For information and to buy tickets, go online at www.montereycountyfair.com or call the fair office at 831-372-1000. That's 831-372-1000 for the homegrown Monterey County Fair.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Cornucopia and Bruno's Markets Carmel, Carmel Valley Market, Grove Market, PG, Staff of Life and New Leaf Markets, Santa Cruz, and Star Market, Salinas. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Karma Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Karma Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Karma Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Tired of commuting an hour or more every day so you can make money for somebody else? Would you like to build a successful home-based business? Let Tanya Simmons show you how. Attend the CyberWise Opportunity Rally on Saturday, August 25th at 1:30 p.m. The CyberWise Opportunity Rally will be held at the Valley Center Bowl in Salinas. Call John Gaines at 831-229-2546 to reserve your place at the CyberWise Opportunity Rally. Call John Gaines now at 229-2546. That number again is 229-2546.
Sober Stones, do you have yours yet? Big Sur Jade is now available for you. This rare, beautiful, deep green jade is found in a tiny cove south of Big Sur, used by Native Americans in healing for hundreds of years. Keep one in your pocket to remind you of your commitment to living life present and sober. Go to SoberStones.com, SoberStones.com for your beautiful pocket jade. Touch it, feel it every day. Look at it. Sober Stones.
Welcome to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at noon on KRXA 540 AM. Your Solar Future is about the practical, the passion, and the politics of going solar. Listen to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at high noon. Go to YourSolarFuture.com. See the solar videos sent in by folks like you. Save thousands of dollars. Make money as well. You'll see when you go to YourSolarFuture.com.
Named the best female talk show host in Sacramento by the Sacramento News and Review. You're listening to The Christine Kraft Show.
Yeah, that's me. Me. I'm Christine Kraft. Welcome back. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. And I want to talk about another local murder here in the lovely state capitol. Before I get to that, and it has some implications outside of Sacramento. But let's talk to Thomas in Santa Cruz. Hey, Thomas, how are you? You're on Talk City. Thomas.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, it went dead for a second there.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Hi, Christine. Well, I'm okay. Who was that? Can I ask who was that last guest? I missed his name.
Yes, his name was, I probably pronounced it incorrectly, Bob Borisage. He is the principal at Campaign for America's Future, and they're leading a campaign to expose this obstructionist congressional Republicans. And the website, again, that he mentioned was ourfuture.org, in which he has Jason Alexander playing the part of Karl Rove. I got to see that.
Oh, there's a video on there or something?
Yes, he said.
I see. Well, I certainly hope they expose the obstructionists, because when he described what was going on, it just seemed to me that that was one more place the Democrats were failing. When the Democrats tried to filibuster a few things, a few judges, well, the Republicans just screamed bloody murder. And,
right.
And the Democrats
are doing
nothing. So
they need to learn
nothing.
How to fight dirty is what I guess we're both saying, huh?
Well, I don't agree that they should fight dirty. Just tell the truth. There's nothing dirty about telling the truth, in my opinion.
Well, that's right. But one of the things they could do, for example, in my view, I mean, because he made the point that they probably don't have enough votes. They have the majority in the House plus, what, 23 or something like that. And his argument was vis-a-vis impeaching, just for example, Gonzalez. And there's just so much to go after Gonzalez for, gutting the Constitution, for starters, et cetera, obstructing justice, lying to Congress, all of that. They could go forward with that. You think, well, they don't have the votes. Well, I'd like to know which Democrats in the House would not support an impeachment move against Alberto Gonzalez. And I would like to know who they are. And then let the people, let the grassroots take care of those folks and make sure that in every single one of their districts, the Democrats that won't support that get good, strong challenges and get kicked out of office. Those are only 24-month terms in the House.
Well, you know, I agree with what you just said, and I also agree with that in relation to Bush and Cheney. I hear that argument about not enough votes, and I say, worry about the votes when it's going on and the American public hears all the crimes. Then worry about the votes.
Absolutely. You and I, if we were both in Congress, we would be pushing for exactly that, Thomas. Maybe we ought to run, do you think?
Well, I think so, and I think it's a very good thing that Cindy Sheehan's going to run. I met her personally and worked with her, you know, I don't want to get angry, but I am very angry.
Health?
You know what I think? I think if somebody's not very angry right now, they're not healthy.
Well, that's right. I think having a good, healthy sense of outrage right now is exactly that, healthy.
Yes.
And by the way, I heard that little bing. Was that just Tinkerbell visiting your house?
It was, and she doesn't have an answer either, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh, she usually does. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Take care. Okay, Christine. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Tony in Sacramento on line two. Hey,
Hi.
Tony. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
What's up?
I'm one of the directors of the 8th Annual Sacramento Film and Music Festival.
So that take that, Portland and Monterey. We have our own film festival, too. You're speaking to a larger audience than usual, Tony. Tell me,
we take drive-in audience members from Portland if they want to jump in the car right now.
There you go.
And I'm calling you from your favorite theater at the Crest.
Oh, we love the Crest Theater. And you're going to have your film festival there?
Well, it's currently running. We're in the third day of five.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I wanted to make a point of calling you today and your listeners because we have a very special documentary playing tomorrow. We have about 16 hours of programming tomorrow.
Great.
But at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Crest, we have a documentary called An American Opera. And it's a bit of an odd title. It doesn't draw you to the subject matter immediately. But I know you are very fond of talking about the huge mess, the snafu with Hurricane Katrina and the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And you are very interested in pet rights and animal rights and pet rescue and things like that.
Heck, I'm a dog lawyer.
Yeah, right. And yeah. This is a documentary that a guy by the name of Tom McPhee wrote, filmed over a period of 16 months in New Orleans,
oh,
all about the rescue of the tens of thousands of pets that were left behind when the owners were forced to evacuate.
Tony, we also have a lot of listeners in Santa Cruz right now, and my very dear friend, Lisa Carter, who's the executive director of the Santa Cruz SPCA, my wonderful, sweet friend, who worked with Miss Doris Day from Carmel, California, and they had two airlifts of animals from Katrina and brought them back to the Monterey Peninsula and got them all homes. It was a wonderful effort. We need to thank Doris Day.
This documentary is phenomenal, Christine. I'd love to. I mean, I don't know if you have any time tomorrow to come take a look at it, but
I'd love to see the full range.
Of reaction. I mean, you've got people flying in from around the world to help in this rescue,
yes.
But at the same time, you've got stories where people left their pets in a building because they were forced to evacuate and get on a bus,
right.
And the local sheriff's department promised to take care of their pets for them and then
shot
them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hideous. And use them for target practice, not even humanely.
Yeah, and that's in the film. But obviously, fortunately, the majority of the film is more about the
positively.
You know, the amazing dedication of these folks who just gave up their lives and their time to fly in from around the country and around the world for weeks and months at a time. And Tom McPhee himself shot this over 16 months so that he could sort of track the aftermath of it. And we're showing that at the Crest tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and I'd like to make your listeners a special offer. If anybody hears this today. Even in Portland or Santa Cruz or wherever you might be listening, if anybody comes down tomorrow and mentions the Christine Kraft Show, we will get them a two-for-one.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City.
Three little birds sat on my window.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com. Terry McCarter of Clarion Mortgage is a lifelong resident of Monterey County and a truly dedicated, caring real estate and mortgage professional. With many years of experience, Terry always goes the extra mile for her clients. During your initial consultation, Terry gets to know your preferences and needs and then helps you choose the loan program that most precisely meets them. Terry takes the time to explain all details of the various options open to you, including any potential risks, and guides you through the mortgage process. If you're too swamped at your desk to stop by during the work hours, make a weekend appointment with Terry or see her after hours. Terry McCarter is your real estate and mortgage professional. Her offices are conveniently located in Salinas at 1271 North Davis Road, just across from Applebee's. Call Terry at 578-0773, 831-578-0773.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The Retirement Specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the Retirement Specialist.
It's me, I'm back, and for the last time, I'm going to miss you all so much, guys. I really am. Yeah, Peter B. will be back on Monday. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC. Let's take some calls. Phone number 877-766-1240. 877-766-1240. If you're listening here in Sacramento, it's 766-1240. If you're out of town, 877-766-1240. Well, this is a local story, but it has a little, and I'm not sure what it means exactly. Let me just read this just very, very brief. Dan Vieira, a Bee staff writer at the Sacramento Bee. This happened early yesterday morning, like 1:40 in the morning or so. It got on the Bee's website, the newspaper's website, around 12:38 p.m., and the story reads as follows, very short. A 25-year-old Sacramento man died from injuries following a fight in a South Sacramento Wendy's drive-thru lane Thursday morning. During this scuffle, Niraj Singh was struck and run over by the front tires of a Honda Civic. He died at the scene. CHP spokesman Jasper Begay, and it's just, I mean, that's his name, Begay, said units responded at 1:40 a.m. to a fight between groups of men at the restaurant. The fight, he said, had started between two men but escalated when more people arrived at the scene. Apparently, the assailants called in for some backup. The CHP officer said it was a bizarre altercation, being investigated, blah, blah, blah. They're hoping that the occupants of the car behind the Honda Civic in the drive-through lane will contact their offices to aid the investigation. Okay? Now, you would think, well, that's just a, you know, urban murder, happens all the time, whatever. But just, not so long ago, a month ago it was, we had another gentleman with the same surname, Singh, who was having a picnic at a state park with family members. He was from Fiji. And in Fiji, by the way, it is cultural. Everybody dances. They're quite happy, apparently. It's a lot of dancing and celebrating. Women dance with women. Women dance with men. Men dance with men. It's cultural. And right across from where they were having their picnic, another group of Russian, Ukrainian evangelicals who've been rather notorious in this area, not just because there are 100,000 plus of these folks who were granted asylum, political asylum. I'm not quite sure why. They claim that they were subjected to persecution for their religious ideas in the Ukraine and Russia. You'd think they would have some special sensitivity to persecuting other people for their views, religious and otherwise. But of course, since the fall of the Soviet Union, there hasn't been this persecution that they claim. But they're very anti-gay, just furiously anti-gay. They take their children and go to the gay pride parade, and the little kids who don't know anything, don't really know what they're doing, hold up signs and say sodomy is sin. I'm not sure these folks even know what sodomy is. It's not just what they think, but if they need to look in the dictionary and read it. Anyway, the Russians were described as yelling racist and homophobic slurs at the Fijians who were dancing. And in fact, some of them, it is their native culture to wear a skirt-like garment, like a sarong kind of thing. Everybody wears them, men, women. It's no big whoop. It's not a sex statement, okay? But at the end of the day, actually 3 hours before the end of the day, the Russian-Ukrainian evangelicals sent home their wives and children, sent them home, and called for backup. And this is why I'm going, okay, is this be happening again? Called for backup. More men arrived, and then the Russians attacked this one gentleman, Satender Singh, punched him, and then ran like hell away from the area because Mr. Singh had blood coming out of his ears, nose, etc., and he died a few days later from the blow. The main suspect in this case has disappeared off somewhere into, they think, Russia or the Ukraine. His wife claims, he didn't know he'd killed the guy. He just was doing, he is in the business of exporting autos. And so everybody in Sacramento goes, exporting autos? You mean those Russian crime gangs that steal cars and put them on the slow boat to wherever? That has been a problem. We've had several of those cases in federal court. That has been. So I don't know if he has a legitimate auto export to the Ukraine or what it is, but he's missing, and FBI is trying to track him down. They're working with Interpol and others to bring him back to justice. So we have that going on, which has created this huge rift between the gay community here, which is well-established, and really sick of every place they go, some Ukrainian evangelical holds up a sign, sodomy is sin, you're going to burn in hell. Look, they're entitled to that point of view. If they're so backward they think that, they can think it. It's a free country. What they can't do is harass people, threaten them, and indeed kill them. They have arrested one suspect in the case for a hate crime, apparently somebody who was standing by, and apparently the Russians had spit on the towels of the Fijians. A really nasty, ugly situation. So then today, now we got another guy, also named Singh, in a situation at a Wendy's drive-in where the car behind him, there's some sort of altercation. The assailants call for backup, much like in the Lake Natoma case. And then we have another gentleman who is killed. I have no idea if it is the same exact sort of situation. And what was Mr. Singh wearing a sarong too? I don't know. But if any of you know anything about it, you can certainly call up and talk about it. And if you are in Portland, Coos Bay, Eureka, or Monterey, is this an issue for you where, immigrant groups come here? Particularly, we have a lot of folks from Russia and Ukraine. Some of them are fabulous people. I had one lady who's just adorable, Luba, who helped me when my house burned down and helped me move stuff. Just an extraordinarily sweet, darling person. I'm sure she's evangelical. I'm sure she's been told that gay people are, you know, that it's they're going to burn in hell and all that. I don't talk to her about that stuff, but she's a darling person. I can't imagine her ever doing anything like that. But do you have particular problems where immigrant groups come to your community and have cultural practices or backward beliefs where they want to still practice those things in your community, things that are indeed against the law here? This is your opportunity to talk about it. We're pretty raw on this subject here in Sacramento right now, so I welcome input both from internally here in Sacramento and from outside the block, if you get my drip. Let's go to Billy on line one in Capitola. Hey, Billy, you're on Talk City. How are you?
Oh, hey, Christine. I'm great. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, I want to talk about what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
But can I go back to the first guest?
Sure.
Because it was very instructive.
The obstructionist Republicans.
I'm with you, and that is the Democrats have something that's so wrong with them, and we're not talking about it. You know, the word backbone is used.
Yes.
Imagine this scenario, just for a moment. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to be seen to be setting herself up to be president.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to impeach the boys.
Because it's too self-aggrandizing. Okay.
Imagine this kind of leadership. She announces impeachment and then says, and to be clear that I'm not trying to set myself up, I'm stepping aside.
I'm stepping down
from the
leadership.
I'm not going to be the leader of the House anymore. I'll show you how it is to do the right thing.
You mean, Billy, putting country before self-interest and country before partisan interest?
Can you imagine how powerful a person?
Oh, my God. The Democrats would soar in popularity to see the bravery of true leadership like that. So when Bob talked about stronger leadership, that would certainly fill the bill, wouldn't it?
I mean, really, they are trying to take advantage and assume the votes of the left. That's crazy. We can't let them do to us what they did to the blacks.
Well, exactly. You got that right. And I got to suggest something here. And I know because I'm a lifelong Democrat and a very activist one until a year and a half ago. And maybe it's because I'm getting older. I just got sick of being taken for granted. And I said, that's it. I'm changing my registration to decline to state. When you do that, it's very simple to do. But you have to remember that when the primary comes around, if you are a decline to state voter, you got to be smart. They figure that voters aren't smart enough to figure this out. But if you are a decline to state voter, you go to your polling place, or if you're in Oregon, it's a different procedure. But here in California, you go to your polling place and you say to the poll worker, I'm a decline to state voter. They'll see that listed for you. And I would like the, and then you pick the ballot of those available to you. Most of the two main parties let you vote in their party primary if you're a decline to state. But you have to actually say to the poll worker, I want the Democratic ballot, or I want the Republican ballot. See, it gives you, you may think, you know, that you've already figured out who the Democrat's going to be. They've picked Hillary, let's be honest about this. That's already been chosen for us. But you may want to stop somebody from getting on that Republican ticket. You may want to vote against one of those slime balls. So if I'm a decline to state voter, I can go to the polling place and say, I'm a decline to state voter, give me the Republican primary ballot. And I can vote for whomever I want.
Now let's connect it to what you were just talking about.
Yeah, and they can't count on me. They don't know what I'm going to do, and I like that. That gives the voters some power.
You know, the Democrats have not enough backbone, and the problem in America today is the Christians have way too much.
You mean the far-right Christians, the fundamentalists?
That's exactly what I mean. The ones who hate homosexuals so much that they think they're entitled to comment on it and make trouble for them. Perhaps we should show up at your churches with signs that say, Christianity equals hate.
Well, certainly Jesus Christ, you know, the person for whom
he never hated homosexuals.
He never said anything about gay people or homosexuals. Never one peep, one word.
Jesus was about love. These other people are about hate, and that's exactly who they are. And we need to be aggressive about labeling them and putting them aside.
Yeah, Billy, give them hell. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, my friend. 766-1240 locally, 877-766-1240 if you're out of town. Let's talk to John in Carmel Valley on line three. Hey, John, how are you?
Yes, Christine.
John.
I grew up a Catholic, and I became a Protestant for about 10 years and then dropped out of either of those two principal branches of Christianity. But I still consider myself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a huge amount of time pondering what the problem in Christianity is how do you end up with the kind of infinite you were describing? And you've mentioned it before because you're particularly interested in this kind of hate crime that religious zealots tend to promote. And Russia has a just awful history of pogroms and the very behavior, people just killed for no reason, violence and...
Oh, they'll
remember,
say, they'll say here in Sacramento at the Capitol, there have been some of these encounters where, because we have some gay legislators, some of them very, very good, Sheila Kuehl, Mark Leno, for example, and the Russian evangelicals have an in with the governor's office, you know, because they all end up voting Republican once they become citizens, so the local DA sucks up to them as well. But these encounters where they're standing on the steps of the Capitol with their signs, sodomy is sin, and spitting on people they perceive to be gay, et cetera, which, by the way, is, you know, battery. But, people are very uptight about that here right now. And they have, let me just say again, John, you and I both know they have every right to think that way. You know, they can think as up is down, down is up. That's fine.
No, I don't think they
do. They're entitled. No, it's a free country. You have every right to think it.
They have a right to express whatever, but what they think is so hateful that if you start thinking, we act on what we think.
True.
And what I'm trying to point out is, in my study of religion, not one religion, whether it's Christian and all of its multitude of denominations or any of the other, not one has made the golden rule, which is the key to better human behavior. If we follow the golden rule,
seriously, that's right,
we will behave in a way that would so transform this planet that we'd actually seem to have heaven on earth instead of the hellish thing we have
Listen,
now.
Listen, mister, you're calling from Carmel Valley. Don't talk about heaven on earth. You got it right down there. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, John.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Our website, www.1240talkcity.com. My email, Christine, Christine, at 1240talkcity.com. By the way, in the 5 o'clock hour today, we will have the fabulous Brad Friedman on all things involved with electronic voting. He's got some charming tales to tell. He'll be with me in San Francisco at that other station that sounds just like KGOE without the E tomorrow. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Started with one step, however small. First step is hardest.
I'm Scott Dick, the host of the Tasty Planet Show, every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., and I want to tell you about my experiences with Monterey Salinas Transit's Bus 55. I personally have taken the bus a couple of times to fly out of the San Jose Airport. What a great way to spend $8 and avoid the headaches of driving, parking, driving, and messing with the San Jose commute. Check out Bus 55 at www.mst.org. I know it works. Bus 55, Monterey to San Jose, runs three times a day. It works.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, meet our own Indiana Jones, Glenn Plantone. He travels the world to find the best investment properties. Glenn is president of National New Builds and will be discussing some very hot investment opportunities in the great state of Tennessee. That's this week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, your number one source for all your real estate needs. For more information, call 408-892-3376. All this and more Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Vote means that our investigation turned up nothing.
If somebody testifies by him before a grand jury, doesn't mean he's involved.
It is flat out absurd.
Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending the military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men are three women can win. Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis. I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. Probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You got to catapult the propaganda.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
The Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, also all of Peter B. Collins' radio stations, of course, in Oregon and California. Welcome, everybody. And this is the last day I'll be with you. Sniff. It's really been fun. Let's talk to, who's up next? Susan in Santa Cruz on one? Yeah. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. It's great to hear you, Christine. I used to listen to you on KGO. I think I may have called you.
Yes, we'll be on tomorrow from 4 to 7.
Oh, great.
Listen to you then.
It's great to hear you. I never used to think of you as a liberal.
Oh, yes.
Now I know you are.
Yes, you do. I can't hide it anymore.
No, you can't. No more KGO slippery costumes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say about the Dems, Nancy Pelosi, and whatever you call it, lack of spine, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little different. I think it's a kind of tweaking of ego. Because
sure.
when you sort of take a higher road kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you also have a big ego. Maybe you're not doing the bully thing like the Republicans do,
mm-hmm.
but you're kind of saying you're a little bit
holier
better
than this.
Everybody else.
Exactly.
Right.
And let's be honest about this. Anybody who runs for political office,
right.
especially at that level, anybody
right.
who's on the radio or on television, all of
yeah.
those people have to fundamentally have to have one very strong thing, and that is an ego.
Exactly.
So, and
even
they're always mad.
Even Dennis, whom I love with all my heart, and I'm really sick of the media picking our winners for us.
Aren't you, though?
Oh.
I mean... Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, Hillary would be the last person I would have picked and voted for. Of course, if she's the only person,
and they're counting
I won't
on,
have much choice.
Yes. And we would much prefer her to any of the Republicans. That's true.
Yes, but frankly, I think it's time for all of us to get some backbone and stand up. I said this last election, too, and if Dennis or Richardson or, you know, one of the not first-tier guys really represents what you think,
then vote for him.
Go for it. Yeah, I worked for Dennis last time, and all these people kept saying, including Peter, you know, oh, well, he's my guy, too. And Tom Hartman said it, too. He's my guy, too,
but
he's not presidential. Well, that's a lot of garbage. I really don't believe anyone has to be presidential by the way they look or their voice.
Well, I mean, look at some of the greatest American presidents. Look at Abraham Lincoln. Do you think he would have been ever elected in this era when everything is all about how telegenic you are?
Well, he might have been because he was tall.
That's right. He had the tall thing going for him, yeah.
Right. And one other thing, message to Billy of Capitola and his lovely wife. I really want to know who you are. I would like to meet you at the Ugly Mug or something, both of you. And he knows who I am, so if he's listening,
there, Susan.
I don't know how he can do it. Maybe put a thing up at the bulletin board in the Ugly Mug, and I will find it because I'd like to meet.
This is a coffee house, right? I'm presuming.
Yeah, the Ugly Mug. Yeah, they advertised for a while. I got them to do that, and then they didn't. It didn't increase their revenue enough.
Well, I lived in Carmel for many years, centuries ago, worked at Channel 8 in Salinas, KSBW, and my then spouse, whatever his name was, we used to go up to Santa Cruz all the time.
But you never went to the Ugly Mug.
Didn't go to the Ugly Mug, and
that's
now...
That's a wonderful...
And I would urge everybody in Santa Cruz who's listening, check out the offerings. If you're someone who loves animals, check out Lisa Carter's The SPCA. It is the cutest little SPCA in the world. and she's the kindest, most wonderful director. You've got a
it's
great
7th
SPCA.
Avenue. You
it's on 7th to... Avenue. Yes,
yeah,
I was just there a few
weeks
ago.
That's where I live. Okay, well, thank you, Christine.
Bye, Susan.
You've been really, really great. I've enjoyed it.
Well, I've enjoyed having you listen, too, even though I didn't know until now. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our phone number is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Ashwin on line two. Is he still there? Yeah, he is. Yeah. What's that? Oh, no, it's Barbara now. Ashwin's gone. It's Barbara in Vacaville. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, confused, Christine.
Really?
Yeah. I'm wondering why I've not heard a thing or read anything, and I read the papers,
yeah,
about Republicans filibustering everything the Democrats bring up. And when the Democrats were filibustering, that's all we heard on the paper, on the news.
Yes, that's right, isn't it? And you're not, you certainly, well, look who owns and operates the news right now. The news business, and I am someone who was in it for many years in a different era. When I was in television news, way back when I was in TV news, you had many, many owners of television stations. There were rules, broadcast rules, that you couldn't own too many stations, newspapers, radio stations in one community. Well, thanks to Bill Clinton, we've gutted broadcast regulation. It's one of the things I'm very upset with Bill Clinton about. And now you have broadcasting entities, for the most part, in this nation, pretty much owned by the same, you know, three or four major owners. And so those people certainly don't want to hear progressive radio or liberal radio, because liberal and progressive radio suggests that, you know, the corporate world, the corporate corporations aren't gods. You know, they have to say things that advertisers aren't happy with.
Well, so, I understand that, and I know that. You know, that's really an outrage, but I haven't heard Randy or Mike Malloy or Ed Schultz say anything. I haven't heard any of this till just now.
Well, may I suggest, check out the following website. Check out ourfuture.org.
Ourfuture.org?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, I've been wondering also, because you brought up, I switched to Decline to Declare on your
decline
recommendation.
To state, yes. Good.
Yes.
They hate that, you know. And I would say this to Republicans, because let me tell you something. There are plenty of Republicans who do not like the current administration. They're not truly conservative. It's neocon nonsense.
Yeah, but they still back them up.
Well, but you've got to make it easier for people who are Republicans, you know, or have been for some time, or true conservatives, whatever. You have to make it easier for them to make that jump and say, take our power back, be a decline to state, and then you have much more power. You can pick which primary you want to vote in. So you need to kind of wait up till the primary, and maybe the day of the primary you decide, you know, I can't stand the idea that Rudolph Giuliani may win this primary. I know Hillary's going to be the Democrats' candidate, by the way.
How can that be? What's the point of us voting? Can they just appoint her?
They can't appoint her, but the way it's done, and I learned this when I was rather naive in 1984. I campaigned for Gary Hart all over the country. He was my person. MC'd his big rally in Union Square in San Francisco, and then I had a great job anchoring convention television for the party at Moscone Center. Mm-hmm. And I realized very quickly, just in terms of the people, the interviews that were set up for me to do by the producers, that there was a concerted effort on the part of the party elites, you know, the party elites, that they had already picked their candidate. It was going to be Mondale come hell or high water, and the party elites do it in many different ways. They make sure that their person gets in there. And I could point to the Kerry as the nominee in 2004. You know, Howard Dean probably should have been that nominee. You know who it was who exploded that the voice thing of Howard Dean with his horse voice?
Yes, I remember.
You do recall the party elites in the Democratic Party had a lot to do with that. They didn't want any Howard Dean in there. He was a wild card. He wasn't going to do what they wanted him to do. So, I'd say it's pretty much a done deal. I would be shocked and amazed if Hillary Clinton isn't the nominee. There are many things the organized party can do to do this to people. And I'm out of time, and I'm so glad you listened, Barbara. Listen to me tomorrow on that other station in San Francisco. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. We'll be back after the news. Stay with us. We've got more good stuff for you right here.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly,
fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service, full service.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Despite Fed intervention, the Dow falls another 31 points.
This market is just really looking for direction right now.
A dry hole in Utah and three men die in an Indiana mine shaft.
The shaft was under construction and not yet connected to the coal mine.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The closing bell brought down the curtain on a wild week in the stock market. The decline continued today, even as the Federal Reserve continued to pump cash into the financial system. The Dow closed 31 points lower at 13,239. CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger begins our coverage.
Federal Reserve Board officials have been keeping a close eye on the stock markets and apparently haven't been happy with the big mood swings they've seen. So the Fed has decided to put some $38 billion into the American financial system. It had earlier put in $24 billion. The idea is to help banks and other lenders get over some troubled times, particularly in the mortgage market, and get back to a smoother track. And there may be more money to come. The Fed says it'll move more reserves around as necessary to help calm things down. Sam Litzinger, CBS News, Washington.
This is really a Band-Aid. It's not a long-term solution to the credit crunch problem. But what it does more than anything else is it helps avert a crisis of confidence for investors.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus points out that the Dow was down more than 200 points during the session, then reversed course. Is the crisis over? Not likely, says Mark Petrie of Hokanson Capital Management.
These are volatile times, and we don't expect it to stop anytime soon. We hit record low volatility over the last 5 years, and that was abnormal. What we're going through right now is more typical of the history of stocks.
Now this.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
As discouraging news came from the Crandall Canyon mine in Utah, there were 3 fatalities at a coal mine in southern Indiana.
A construction accident occurred earlier today at the Frontier Kemper construction site where they are sinking a shaft at our Gibson County coal mining complex.
Spokeswoman Julie Dozier says 3 men in a construction bucket were killed when it plunged 500 feet down an air shaft. The cause hasn't been determined. In Huntington, Utah, the 2.5-inch drill broke through to a chamber more than 1,800 feet underground. There are no signs of life, but that doesn't necessarily mean the 6 trapped miners are dead.
There's no reason to lose hope.
Mine Safety and Health Administration Chief Richard Stickler, after telling reporters a drill may have missed its mark, it's picked up no sounds and dramatically different oxygen levels and may have reached a sealed chamber next to where the men were trapped. A lot is riding now on another more accurate drill with a camera attached, but officials won't say when it's expected to reach the site. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, near Crandall Canyon Mine.
In Minneapolis today, divers recovered another body from the Mississippi River. That brings the confirmed death toll in the 35W bridge collapse to 9, with 4 people still missing. Turns out Space Shuttle Endeavour, which docked with the International Space Station today, might need a little body work. Live to the Kennedy Space Center and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
NASA managers first thought that a small piece of fuel tank foam hit Endeavour and sprayed apart 58 seconds after launch. But now pictures, video, and radar images indicate that it may have been a piece of ice. Whatever it was, gouged a protective tile underneath the shuttle.
This is a spot that's between, roughly equally distant from the right external tank door and the right main landing gear door.
Mission Management Team Chair John Shannon says they'll take a close-up look with the shuttle's robot arm, then decide whether or not it needs to be fixed, two options that weren't available before the Columbia accident. Bill?
The controversy over so-called toxic trailers has prompted a policy change at FEMA. Officials plan to move thousands of Gulf Coast hurricane victims out of travel trailers that might have dangerous levels of formaldehyde. They'll be placed in mobile homes, hotel rooms, or apartments. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
When a professional driver zooms in for a pit stop, his crew gives his vehicle everything it needs for top performance. He needs the best. SLU. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Our crew is the best in the business. Ford trained technicians who use genuine Ford parts. Race in for great service deals. Only at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Put the pedal to the metal. Pit Stop Savings Days end September 9th.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
Hey, hi, I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station. I almost said old progressive talk station. Only. We're it. We're the only ones. We're the gutsy ones. So if you're ever in Sacramento, you want to check us out at 1240 a.m. It has been my pleasure for the last 2 weeks to fill in for my friend and colleague, Peter B. Collins. He'll be back. He'll be back to work and tell you about his sojourn in Italia. He'll be back on Monday, all right? Our phone number from anywhere, if you're listening on one of Peter B's stations, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Locally here in the state capital, 766-1240. Robert Naiman is on the line right now. He is the national coordinator and senior, that must mean he's really old, senior policy analyst at Just Foreign Policy. Let's talk to him right now. Hey, Robert, how are you? You there?
I'm here.
Good. It says that you're the senior policy analyst. Got any junior ones?
Not yet.
Not yet, but maybe,
you know,
soon.
Perhaps some of your listeners would like to apply.
Exactly. Now, let's talk. This is you're talking about the Lancet study was what I wanted to ask you about how many people, how many civilians in Iraq have actually died. We've heard, the president said, I think it's around 30,000. Other reports have said up to, what, a half million? And that was, what, a year ago. What's the latest Iraq body count, and how reliable is it?
Well, the thing about Iraq body count, so what's Iraq body count? Iraq body count is a British NGO volunteer organization that started a project of tallying all the deaths that had been recorded by Western media.
Okay.
Now, that's a completely worthy enterprise. It's a wonderful project that they took on. And it's very useful. It gives you sort of a picture of those deaths that were captured in the Western media reports.
And when you say Western media, who do you mean exactly?
Well, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the wires, but mainly the wire services,
right.
Reuters, AP, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones. Reuters, for example, you know, every day they have a roundup of Iraqi violence.
Yes.
So Iraq body count is a wonderful thing that it exists, but there's one thing that it doesn't do, and that is it doesn't give you, because it's a count, and it's a particular kind of count, just deaths reported in Western media, it doesn't tell you what the overall level is.
No.
It gives you some kind of picture, but it doesn't tell you what the overall level is. Particularly, you know, given the tremendous constraints that journalists operate under in Iraq, and
sure.
the fact that, you know, many many deaths just simply go unreported. You know, the somebody disappears, body's never found.
Sure.
They're, you know, they dumped in the river, who knows where they go.
And exactly.
Find the body and they just bury it. They don't
exactly.
they report it to any authority.
And what authority in good working order would you have in Iraq now or consistently in Iraq? Probably not much.
Well, and especially depending where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that Iraq body count doesn't do. And unfortunately, there was a period of time where some Western media were citing Iraq body count
as an actual number,
as a number that was telling you, you know, how many people had died, which
mm-hmm.
of course it's not telling you. And there was also something kind of circular about it because, you know, it's Western media citing someone who's tallying Western press reports.
Exactly.
So
do we know? How can we find out what the actual number of civilian deaths are?
Well, of course, there's no way that we can know exactly what the number is.
Right.
That's an unknowable. But we could get a sense of the level, and there's an accepted international practice in such situations, which is a cluster survey. And that's what the Lancet study was. And it's called the Lancet study. It was published in the British Medical Journal, The Lancet. It was
right.
written by a number of researchers, including Les Roberts, who was then at Johns Hopkins. Now he's at Columbia.
I was going to say that Johns Hopkins had a role in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, it should have been called the Johns Hopkins study, but people just started calling it the Lancet study, and that's the name that stuck.
Yeah.
So what they did was they sent a team of researchers to Iraq. They randomly selected a bunch of neighborhoods from provinces all over Iraq, and then they sent researchers into their neighborhood. Those neighborhoods, then they knocked on doors, and they asked people, you know, how many people live in your family? How many people are there in your family? How many people were in your family, you know, 4 years ago? People that weren't in their family, you know, that were there that aren't there now, what happened to them? If they died, do you have a death certificate?
So
you
really some oral histories here.
Well, they did, you know, they did a scientific survey. I mean, it's not like storytelling. There was the piece of information they want
mm-hmm.
is, did somebody in this household die? And if they died, how did they die?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to, what they were trying to do is establish a death rate so that you could compare before and after, because that's what they're looking at. You know, what happened following the March 2003 U.S. invasion and occupation?
You mean
of Iraq.
Operation Iraqi Freedom?
Yeah, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
So-called Iraqi freedom. Well, you know, in the case of a million Iraqis, freedom from their lives.
Exactly.
In the case of 4 million other Iraqis, freedom from their homes.
Yes, because they're now refugees in Jordan and Egypt and elsewhere.
Yeah, or 2 million, again, these are estimates, of course, no one knows for sure, 2 million inside the country, 2 million outside the country, mainly in Jordan and Syria.
I have sort of a side note here, too. I would imagine when your country has been invaded and occupied by a foreign government from across the sea, and there's a lot of bloodshed, I would imagine that affects birth rates as well. I mean, wouldn't you, just as a human being, be less likely to reproduce when your very existence is threatened?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a pattern for wars and even for you know, severe economic depression,
yeah.
the birth rate fall. I mean, even in the United States during World War II, the birth rate fell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's common. It should also be pointed out that there's a relationship between these two things that we were just talking about. You know, the number of displaced people is strongly related to the number of people who are killed, because how do people become displaced? Well, one thing, a big factor, is fear of death.
Sure.
And, you know, you're like, because it's not that easy to get someone to abandon their home.
Right.
One
so,
thing
but
that
if
might
your
make
father
you abandon
mother,
your home is
yeah.
you think that you might get killed if you stay there.
Exactly. And if your father and mother are killed, you might not have the economic
And one of the things that
stay.
Might convince you that you're going to get killed, that you might get killed if you stay there, if somebody in your family already was killed.
Right.
You look at the anecdotal evidence, and for example, there's an article in the Washington Post today about Iraqi refugees in Jordan. So what were the stories told? Well, one story was woman's husband was killed, and then she left. The other story was the woman's son was killed, and then she left. So it makes sense that the scale of death would be comparable
related,
to the scale of flight. It would be kind of not make sense if, you know, there were 4 million, 4.5 million people who'd fled their homes, but only 50,000 people who'd been killed.
Mm-hmm. So what's the best estimate at this point, using this kind of technique, et cetera, here on August the 10th, 2007, in George Bush's Operation Iraqi Freedom? How many people have been permanently liberated, in your view?
So the counter that we created just crossed the 1 million mark yesterday afternoon.
Are there any politicians in this country willing to state that number as being well-researched, et cetera, or are they all a little reluctant?
Well, actually, it's funny that you should ask that, because just last week I was in Chicago at the yearly COS convention, and there was a presidential candidates forum, and Representative Dennis Kucinich was talking about the situation in Iraq. He said almost a million Iraqis have lost their lives.
How right he was, huh?
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you will hear it, and we hear it on this program, we hear it all the time. Well, Kucinich is saying the best things in terms of truth about the Iraq War. He's saying the best things about ending the Iraq War. He's saying the best things about issues that matter to working Americans and labor issues. But, well, you know, he can never be elected. I get so sick of hearing that, don't you?
Yes. Well, I get even more sick, even more than I get sick of that. I get sick of people, particularly people in the media, saying that, you know, it's outrageous that, like, Dennis Kucinich doesn't have permission to run for president. Like, he didn't get his paper
from the party elites, right?
Someplace, you know, like, he shouldn't be allowed in the debate.
So we're almost out of time here, but tell me, this information will be available, obviously, at the website justforeignpolicy.org. You also have the online counter, which actually shows the number of deaths as it rises and crosses various lines, justforeignpolicy.org. That's the website. But does this end up in any mainstream American newspapers?
Well, we just have, you know, really been vigorously publicizing it this week. So we haven't seen in the mainstream press yet. It's kind of a tall order because, you know, they kind of mistreated the original Lancet study.
Exactly.
So Lancet,
they said. Excuse me, this is a very prestigious medical journal. Why wouldn't you pay attention? And
well,
John
they
Hopkins
reported
no
on
prestige.
It, but they treated it as, you know, oh, this is controversial.
Yeah.
Not pointing out that this is exactly the same methodology that everybody who studies this question anywhere always uses. And they themselves are, you know, implicitly citing, you know, these studies all the time when they say an estimated blah, blah, blah happened
right, exactly.
and blah, blah, blah.
Sure. And, you know, of course, that sign, WWJD, what would Jesus do? How many Muslims would Jesus kill? Good question.
Yeah, who would Jesus bomb?
Yeah, who would Jesus bomb? We'll end on that note. Thank you so much, Robert Naiman. Once again, the website, justforeignpolicy.org. Check it out. Very important information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City, www.1240talkcity.com, and toll-free from anywhere, 877-766-1240. Call now. Call often. You'll get on the radio. Stay tuned. However
small. It's fair time again, and this year we're homegrown at the Monterey County Fair. We're talking 6 big days of family-packed entertainment from Tuesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 19th. Stop by every day for free headline entertainment, including the Paul Thorne Band, War, Pam Tellis, Night Ranger, plus our homegrown band showcase featuring top local bands. Your entire family will love the free exhibits, including the Busy Bee Dogs and Hugo the One Man Band. You will love the Beer and Wine Pavilion featuring homegrown beers and wines, all this and much, much more, just for $8. If you're you're an adult, admission for 6 to 12-year-olds is only $4, and kids under 6 get in for free. Kids' Day is Tuesday, Seniors' Day is Wednesday, and Military Appreciation Day is Thursday. From August 14th through August 19th, the fun will be at the 2007 Monterey Fair. Don't miss it. For information and to buy tickets, go online at www.montereycountyfair.com or call the fair office at 831-372-1000. That's 831-372-1000 for the homegrown Monterey County Fair.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Happy Friday, everybody. Let's take a look at the very latest, starting off with a problem in Gilroy. On, it looks like, southbound 101 after 10th Street and Pacheco Pass Highway, we have an injury crash being reported. Two vehicles blocking the left lane. Low activity right now in Scotts Valley, southbound 17 before Crescent Drive. It's a fender bender on the right shoulder. Apparently, a vehicle had its windshield shattered by a rock that was kicked up by a car. Salinas, we're looking at Spreckles Boulevard and Harris. Two big rigs are involved in the crash. CHP on scene. Prunedale, 156 Cathedral Oak Road. We have an injury crash. Two vehicles. Emergency crews, paramedics on scene there. Boulder Creek, Kings Creek at Highway 9. We have a disabled vehicle reported there. And in Carmel, looks like Outlook Terrace at Outlook Drive. An SUV blocking one of the lanes. Support brought to you by JCPenney's. This Friday and Saturday, it's the JCPenney's biggest bonus sale. Get everything you need for back to school. It's all at JCPenney's.
40 Talk City, KSAC.
She's a rebel, she's a saint, she's a salt of the earth, and she's dangerous. She's a rebel, vigilante, missing link on the brink of destruction. From Chicago to Toronto, she's the one that they call. Oh, what's her name?
Oh, what's her name? That's me, Christine Kraft, and you're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, KSAC, 1240 AM. We call it Talk City, and we love it. Our phone number, toll-free, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Laird in Eureka. It's been fun talking to you for the last 2 weeks. Laird, how are you today?
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
The thing I wanted to call about is what you were talking about with the number of deaths in Iraq.
Yes, with Robert Naiman for justforeignpolicy.org.
Although the incident I want to talk about happened in 2003 during the elections. There was a town hall meeting between Kerry and Bush, and people were allowed to ask questions. Do you remember the town hall meeting I'm talking about?
I think I do, and I think I remember it because Mrs. Bush had on a lovely floral scarf,
okay.
As I recall.
That was, you know,
I think
I missed
that was it.
Anyway, Kerry said something about Bush's job and how he was doing. Bush got very upset, and against protocol, he turned to Kerry and he said, "I don't need anybody to tell me how to do my work." His face was bright red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody then asked a question, and in the course of answering that question, George Bush made the statement, "We are making progress in Iraq. In fact, we have contained or compromised," that's, you know, CIAEs for killed,
mm-hmm.
"between 50% and 75% of the Iraqi terrorists." Do you remember that statement?
I don't.
I don't think the world does. He lied. Just a bold-faced lie.
Well, first of all, how would you know, first of all, if he is he talking about, quote, terrorists? Is he talking about people who are really quite annoyed that some foreign country has invaded and occupied their nation based on a lie? And when it turned out that the lie was a lie, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, that country just stays there, even though its reason for going in there in the first place has proved to be utterly false, just stays there. You'd be mighty mad. How would you know? I mean, who's a terrorist? Is the definitionally who's
okay.
a terrorist? If you're an insurgent for fighting for political power, or you are indeed, Laird, someone who's just furious that your spouse or your child got murdered, and then you want to take it out on them who did it, does that make you a terrorist? How do you know how many quote terrorists there are?
See, that's the key. In fact, first of all, we were being told at the time that they weren't keeping statistics on the Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your question, how did he know?
How did he know?
Second,
or did he just pull it out of his butt like he pulls out everything?
Well, obviously, that's what he did. In fact, I know that after the debate was over, he and Karl Rove had a long talk about his answers involving statistics and numbers.
Now, I wonder, was this was not the debate where he had the little monitor in the middle of his back or the transmitter, not that one.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I
think there was only one town hall type where people got up and asked
yes.
questions.
Yes.
Okay, but one other point about his answer, okay? If he had put a number on those statistics, on those percentages,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have just blown his campaign out of the water.
That we had killed that many people.
That we knew how many there were, that we had killed that many, that... You know, that would suddenly pin the lie down. I think Kerry might have been. And ironically, the only person I heard commented after the debate was Brett Hume. And he laughed about it.
And laughed about it in what sense?
In the sense, oh, boy, he almost stuck his finger in it that time. Ho, ho. Yeah, he did. And I can't understand why the press didn't pick it up.
I don't think we really have an American press anymore,
well,
the way we used to have.
I
don't think we have one.
I kind of agree with you on one hand, but we've got to stop blaming the press. It's out there.
You got to stop reading them. You got to go
to
alternative sources.
Well, no, you got to read more.
Well, yes.
You got to go online.
But in terms of the mainstream media, let me just put it this way, having been a part of it for many, 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 many years, Laird, my answer would be don't pay any attention to it at all. Do your own research, develop your own sources that are alternatives. And on this program and on Peter B's program, I'm sure all the time you hear referrals to great sites and great information, and develop your own sources. Let me tell you something. It will be heard at newspapers all over America when people stop buying the newspaper, when they cancel their subscriptions. I'm very mad at the Sacramento Bee right now, which is the newspaper here in where
mm-hmm.
I happen
right.
to be living
I'm
right now.
With it.
Because... last week, the main opinion piece that's written every week by a guy named Dan Walters, who's been around forever, who writes political columns, et cetera, and came in and was criticizing Deborah Bowen as if, well, you know, she's just a girl, and what does she know about electronic things? This is after she's gotten the best scientists at the University of California to do an extensive and rigorous top-to-bottom survey of these and testing of these electronic voting machines in this state. And comes out and says, look, they've got these problems. I'm going to decertify one of them. I'm going to decertify the rest of them and recertify them with stringent conditions. And so the Sacramento Bee lead piece is about, oh, well, she's just a girl, basically, and she's, you know, crying chicken little. What hogwash. And I guarantee you, I'll bet my right breast on this one, Laird, and it's a fine breast it is. that Mr. Walters never bothered to go to the Secretary of State's website and indeed read the findings of the University of California scientists.
Well,
as long as my newspaper's delivering me that sort of crap, I cancel my subscription. I can get what I need from the Sacramento Bee, and there's some people I know there I like very much. I can read their stuff online. I don't have to pay for it. And
yeah.
Believe me, they hear this stuff. Do you realize that the broadcast networks and the cable networks, the audiences are relatively small? The audiences for broadcast television have been shrinking every year for the last 25. Thanks so much for listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Tourism Ireland. Discover your very own Ireland at discoverireland.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. How many things can you do all at once? Multitasking may seem like a great idea to efficiency experts, but a lot of things don't go very well with driving a car. Being on the telephone and driving can be a bad combination. Colorado state troopers have begun asking drivers involved in car wrecks whether or not they were using cell phones. One trooper says, "We don't have any numbers yet, but we think using a cell phone while driving is a contributing factor in accidents. And we're not just talking about talking on the telephone." Nationwide Insurance did a survey.
19% of the people that we polled text messaged. Even more concerning than that was that the Gen Y generation, 37%, indicated that they text message while driving.
More on why this is such a bad idea after this. I want to tell you about a place in Europe that's just waiting to be discovered where breathtaking natural wonders leave even a seasoned traveler like me speechless. Ancient castles where you can live like a king. Bustling cities where culture, fine dining, and vibrant nightlife meet. The place is Ireland. Don't be surprised, in Ireland, not a day goes by without something new being discovered. Discover your very own Ireland at discoverireland.com or call 1-800-SHAMROCK for your free Ireland vacation planner.
When a professional driver zooms in for a pit stop, his crew gives his vehicle everything it needs for top performance. He needs the best, and so do you. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Our crew is the best in the business. Ford trained technicians who use genuine Ford parts. Race in for great service deals. Only at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Put the pedal to the metal. Pit Stop Savings Days end September 9th.
You wouldn't believe some of the things people do while driving. The survey Nationwide Insurance did came up with a number of things incompatible with driving safely. Eating, drinking, adjusting the radio, talking on the phone were bad enough. But how about these? Reading, watching a movie, putting in contact lenses, painting toenails, nursing a baby. Bill Windsor, Associated VP for Safety.
If it can be done in the kitchen or the bathroom or office or bedroom, it should not be done in the car while you're driving.
You may think you got everything under control, but the numbers don't lie and the consequences can be disastrous.
Distracted drivers account for almost 80% of all crashes. And if you think about it, a three-second distraction at 65 to 70 miles an hour will really take you the length of a football field, during which the driver that's distracted really has no idea what was out there.
So leave your radio right where it is now and cut out all that other stuff while you're at it. Transcripts from our archives, podcasts, and MP3s are available at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Carmel's community bookstore, The Pilgrim's Way, is a locally owned independent bookstore and has been for nearly 40 years.
Discover for yourself our intimate and unique setting, including the secret garden, known locally as a hidden treasure in downtown Carmel. Our friendly staff at Pilgrim's Way are available to assist you with any personal needs or gift buying. And our book selection offers the best of personal development, local interest, bestsellers, novels, children's, and metaphysical, plus much, much more. We have great music and healing tools, cards, and garden statuary.
Visit us at www.pilgrimsway.com or call 624-4955 or visit the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel's only bookstore, and the Secret Garden on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in Carmel.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. I'm Christine Kraft. Our phone number from anywhere, if you're one of Peter B's listeners in Oregon or other parts of California, is 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Mike in Roseville because I know what he wants to comment. I'm thinking about this as well because it's on the CNN screen behind me. Hey, Mike.
Christine.
Yeah, the shuttle tiles. Right?
I even brought this up on the show about 6 months ago, on your show.
Yeah.
And the orange external fuel tank for the space shuttle built by Rockwell International was supposed to be painted white to hold the insulation together and other items. And NASA, I think in the late 80s, in order to save $40,000 a launch, decided to not paint it because the external fuel tank burns up in orbit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the Columbia was destroyed, you know, from debris falling off.
And now we got another teacher up there.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm
dear.
Watching this, and they're saying, oh, it's ice, and it, you know, I reviewed the thing, and I zoomed it up. It's not ice. It's debris from the external tank. And I wrote a letter to the head of NASA describing what I thought the problem was. Never received a response about it. They've never repainted the external tank. And now we're going to be, if this shuttle gets destroyed, we'll be down to two shuttles that are operational.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Bush administration is so incompetent they've got hall monitors running all these agencies around the country.
See, well, it's probably some political appointee with an expertise and I'm thinking of the director of FEMA was an expert in Arabian horse shows and actually had some problems with the Arabian Horse Association. They didn't think much of him, Brown, that guy. So who God only knows what political appointees are at NASA. And NASA scientists have already complained that some of them who have left, that they have been told to not tell the truth about climatological fears and studies. You know, they've been told to shut up. So who knows what who's running what anymore anyway?
Yeah, anyhow. I mean, it could be a guy who's a dog breeder for all we know.
Yes.
And, you know, I wanted to be an astronaut when I was younger, so when the shuttle was first put into production, I studied a lot about it. And my career took me elsewhere, but I'm watching this just shaking my head going,
here we go again. You know, this has become all too common.
Are they just trying to destroy all the shuttles so they can give a new contract for a new shuttle to another crony agency and, you know, and retire the shuttle fleet by its destruction? And I'm just sitting there going,
CNN has shifted stories now. They're now interviewing Bob Murray, the guy who owns this mine where the miners are feared, you know, God knows what's happened to them. And it turns out he's this big right-wing Republican, and some of his diatribes, he's blaming Democrats for promoting global warming, that it's not true, that it's false, and we need coal, 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 by golly. And it turns out that this great Republican, the guy who owns this mine, that at least some, if not all, of the miners who are missing happen to be illegal aliens. Who knew? Thank you very much for the call.
Take care.
Good to talk with you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right, 877-766-1240. Okay, this is great. 9/11 workers, and let me just say this, because it looks like Rudolph Giuliani will be the nominee of the Republicans unless Jeb Bush gets in the race, and then Jeb Bush will be. My prediction here, the Kraft predictability quotient here. But Rudolph Giuliani, there's a great book that I have been talking about for 3 years. I've had the authors on this radio station and that radio station in San Francisco where I am from time to time, will be tomorrow. The name of the book is Radio Silence FDNY. If you go to the website, radiosilencefdny.com, Fire Department of New York, you can read the truth. It is written by a current battalion chief in the FDNY. And they're not too happy, you know, with Rudolph Giuliani. That's because as mayor of New York in 1993, when the World Trade Center was hit the first time, Mr. Giuliani was aware that one of the big problems the rescuers had in the first attack on the World Trade Center was that the radios didn't work, that the first responders could indeed not talk to each other. And so there was a lot of pressure on the mayor of New York to come up with better communication system. That seems legitimate. And instead of doing a bid process where different companies that have radios come in and, you know, pitch their product and bid against each other, et cetera, Mr. Giuliani spent more than the city council wanted him to by a considerable amount, many millions of dollars, and a no-bid deal with Motorola for radios that, guess what, didn't even work as well as the older radios. They looked prettier. They had nice little carrying cases and lots of buttons, but the fire department couldn't talk to the police department. The battalion chiefs couldn't talk to the firefighters, et cetera, et cetera. It was terrible. They used them for a while and then said, sorry, Mayor, these pieces of Motorola crap are worth less than the other radios were. So on September 11th, 2001, nearly a decade after the first attack on the World Trade Center, the radios that they had were the original radios that hadn't worked in 1993, because the new radios that Mr. Giuliani gave them were even worse pieces of crap. So when those 135 firefighters were inside the one tower and the other tower collapsed, and the battalion chiefs are on the outside of the remaining tower saying, get out, get out, get out, it's going to come down, it's going to come down. The firefighters inside could not hear the battalion chiefs because their radios were pieces of crap, thanks to Rudolph Giuliani, who made a bad situation even worse and spent about $33 million with kickbacks in the process. That's the kind of leader he was. So those 135 firefighters who were not going, oh, because, you know, Giuliani will always give the speech, and he comes and he charges you, what, $100,000 to give a speech, and he has to be brought in on a Learjet, and he can only have M&Ms without the brown ones, that kind of nonsense. But he'll come in, and he travels with this huge American flag, and every venue where he speaks has to have this big flag behind him because he's full of it, right? And he thinks having the big flag there will make him look like some sort of leader. He'll say, oh, those firefighters, they're the bravest and the best. By golly, they were going up into the building. They knew it was probably going to crumble, but they just kept going up searching for survivors. No, that's not true. They didn't do that at all. They were on the 19th floor where they'd been told to stage. In other words, you stay and you wait for commands from your battalion chiefs. They were waiting on the 19th floor. They couldn't hear the radios because the radios didn't work. And they died a needless death thanks to Rudolph Giuliani. So now, if you want to read, especially if you're a firefighter, volunteer, or otherwise, Radio Silence, FDNY, go to the net, check it out, order it, buy it, read it. It's a great book. It's got documentation, the whole deal. It's the real deal. Well, now Rudolph Giuliani has got the September 11th first responders even angrier because yesterday he said Rudy, spent as much time or more exposed to the site's dangers as workers who dug through the debris for the missing and the dead. Is he a pile of you-know-what or what? Can I quote Stephanie Miller? Yes, the crap word. You better believe it. Speaking to reporters at a Cincinnati Reds ball game he caught between fundraisers, the GOP frontrunner said he helped 9/11 families and defended himself against critics of how he managed the attack's aftermath. Giuliani said, this is not a mayor or a governor or a president who's sitting in an ivory tower. I was at Ground Zero as often, if not more, than most of the workers. I was there working with them. Now, you know, I remember him doing a lot of press avails in the midst of the debris, you know, standing there trying to look cute with his little hard hat on. I was working, but I don't remember him actually digging. He had his suit on. I don't remember him. Oh, then he had his little jacket, his mayor jacket. Remember, he wanted to cancel the elections and be allowed to continue as mayor. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So in that sense, I'm one of them. I was even exposed more than they were. Well, Queens paramedic Marvin Bethe, who said he suffered a stroke, post-traumatic stress disorder, and breathing problems after responding to the attacks, he says, I personally find that very, very insulting. Standing there doing a photo op and telling the men, you're doing a good job. I don't consider that to be working. Do you? Another worker, Jonathan Sturazo, an iron worker, 52. He says he spent a month at the site, is now disabled, runs a worker advocacy group with this other gentleman, called Giuliani's comments severely out of line. He's not one of us. He never has been, and he never will be. He never served in a capacity where he was a responder. And you know, in the aftermath of the attacks, some admirers have dubbed Rudolph Giuliani a great leader, America's mayor. It's a load, as my friend of mine, Sean Nix, used to say, a load of dingo's kidneys. So, yes, the 9/11 workers are outraged. And even the Edwards campaign stepped in on this one. You know, I love John Edwards. I think he'd make a great president. John Edwards today accused Rudolph Giuliani, didn't include his charming wife, Cruella DeVille Giuliani, of taking every opportunity to exploit the memory of 9/11 for political gain. You got that right. Giuliani has a business now, Giuliani and Associates, I think it is, and they give advice on other cities how to prepare for disasters and emergencies. And for the longest time, he'd come out and give these big speeches, $100,000 a pop in his Learjet and his big American flag, and urge various cities all across this nation to buy what? Motorola radios. Because the kickbacks continue. So let me ask you, in Portland, Coos Bay, Monterey, and Eureka, do you have Motorola radios in your community? Are you first responders? You want to tell us what you think of them? Yes. So the statement actually came from Edwards campaign manager David Bonnier. Giuliani, of course, leading the GOP PAC. Bonnier said, evidently, Rudolph Giuliani has taken a break from reality. It is outrageous for Giuliani to suggest in any way, shape, or form that he did more at Ground Zero or spent more time there than the brave first responders who worked tirelessly around the clock for many months during the rescue and recovery operation. Then the Giuliani campaign came back and said, for John Edwards to lecture Rudy Giuliani about September 11th is laughable. So, yeah. And now Giuliani, after the you-know-what hit the fan subsequent to his comments, he said today, well, I misspoke when I said I spent as much time, if not more, at Ground Zero, exposed to the same health risks as workers. I think I could have said it better, he told nationally syndicated radio host and a man with utterly no talent, Mike Gallagher. You know, what I was saying was, I'm there with you. What a load of crap. You believe this guy? Yes, and the former New York mayor, upsetting some firefighters and police officers when he said Thursday in Cincinnati that he was at Ground Zero as often, if not more, than most of the workers. He's full of crap. He will say anything. And if your city fathers and mothers and your local chambers of commerce want to bring him to town to lecture America on what great leader he is, you may want to remind him or ask him, how come it, if you're such a great leader, Mr. Giuliani, that your daughter is an Obama girl and your son wouldn't vote for you if his life depended on it? You know, how about them apples? And I would recommend to everyone, it's great reading, and I will have on future programs, wherever I am, I will do it again, the interview with the authors of Radio Silence, FDNY. It's got the documents, it shows the corruption of the Giuliani administration, and you all need to see it, okay? You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong, where the days are warm.
Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily. What are you waiting for? Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach. The boardwalk is open daily.
Well, they walk, and I walk, and they grin, and I twist, and they shimmy, and I shimmy, and they slide, and I slide.
What are you waiting for? The boardwalk is open daily. Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts. The boardwalk is open daily.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a bottle of ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today.
173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
How would you like to stop your taxes from paying for war? You can support the War Tax Option Act, which adds a checkbox to your tax form that stops your taxes from funding war. This frees up your tax money to pay for other vital programs that you care about. For more information, call 831-521-6042 or visit wartaxoption.org.
All righty, traffic in the beautiful Monterey Salinas area. And Carmel, let's not forget you folks. Let's take a look at a problem being reported in Gilroy, South 101, after 10th Street and Pacheco Pass. It was a two-vehicle crash blocking the left lane. Still reported there. Also, Scotts Valley, southbound 17 before Crescent Drive. A fender bender there. It's on the right shoulder. Apparently, a vehicle had its windshield shattered by a rock that was kicked up by a car. Looking at Prunedale, Highway 156 at Cathedral Oak, injury crash, two vehicles. We have paramedics and fire department on scene there. Boulder Creek, Kings Road at Highway 9, we have a disabled vehicle. Salinas, northbound 101 before Sanborn, a motorcycle down in the center divide, CHP on scene. Castroville, looks like Castroville Boulevard at 156, vehicle fire, it's in a ditch. Also started a vegetation fire as well. The support brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank.
Yeah, they did. So we'll talk to Brad about that. I'm always very interested in what he has to say. We'll have him on at 5:30 today. Let's take some more calls. What do I start out with? Who's first here? Jake? Yeah, line two. That's it? Yeah, that's right. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hey, Christine, how are you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, I'd like to talk about Rudy Giuliani for a second.
Please.
How is it that the Republican Party, the party that claims to uphold family values and traditional values, right, their nominee looks like it's going to be Rudy Giuliani on marriage number three, and look what he did to his former wife, the most recent ex-wife, Donna Hanover.
Oh, yes, it told her that he was going to divorce, didn't tell her, told at a news conference, while he was shacked up with his current wife, Cruella DeVille, Nathan, and I call her Cruella DeVille Nathan, Judith Nathan, excuse me, because in a former life, in one of her prior marriages, during that time, one of her prior lives, she worked for a medical equipment company that sold staplers, you know, for surgeries, and she would go out and demonstrate these staples, and the best way to do it, she found, was to go to the animal shelters in New York City and say, oh, what a cute little Benji, I'm going to bring him home. And take the dog and adopt it under the pretense of adopting it to actually take care of it, and then would take it to one of these little hotel rooms and have, a surgery would be performed on the dog. They'd use the staples, and then the dog would be killed. So we call her Cruella DeVille Giuliani. She's lovely.
Yeah, and Mrs. Giuliani sounds like she'd make a perfect first lady.
Don't you think? I mean, she's got all the skills, right? Brutal, ruthless.
The Republicans, let me tell the Republicans out there something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that they're going to need to hear, and it's going to happen. Before this is all over, Rudolph Giuliani is going to go down in history as
in
one of
flames.
The biggest political jokes.
Well, you know, that's why, in one sense, I'm thinking I have this new power now as a voter. And I know the Democrats hate to hear this, and so do Republicans, but I'm a decline-to-state voter now. Nobody in the primary, I can do what I want to do. But I have to tell the poll workers that day on election day in the primary. In California, it's in February. You have to tell them if you're a declined to state voter. Otherwise, they give you the so-called declined to state ballot, so there's nothing on there with the partisan things. Did you want to say, I want the Republican primary ballot. And I might just decide to use my primary vote to vote for Rudolph Giuliani, because he's eminently the most beatable of the entire bunch. I mean, just think. Not to mention his domestic life. I mean, when you've got a man who wants to be the leader of this country, right, because he's power hungry, and a man whose own children essentially despise him, I mean, it's rich territory, not to mention Rudolph Giuliani in drag, which ordinarily I think was pretty funny. But, I mean, to go after the Republican base, I mean, it would be a rich opportunity.
Yeah, this is going to be funny to watch to see what happens. Hey, I got someone to mention. Mike Thompson, the Democratic Blue Dog.
Yes, you like to mention him, right, who doesn't want to impeach, says it's impractical, right?
Yeah, he was interviewed Wednesday in the local news, and he said that impeachment would be an exercise in futility and that it would do no good to impeach Bush or Cheney.
Well, we think he's wrong, and we appreciate that he is convinced that the votes aren't there. I think what they're not telling us, I think that Karl Rove and his political operatives must have, and Randy Rhodes has said this, and I agree, they must have a bunch of dirty pictures of some of these Democratic leaders doing unspeakable things. Or somebody's blackmailing somebody. Because just for sticking up for the Constitution and the idea that when there are these high crimes and misdemeanors, you don't go after someone, I don't think that's good enough. We expect our Congress to uphold its powers as well and the balance of powers. So I think Thompson is wrong. The Democratic leadership is saying it's impractical. But you know what, Mr. Thompson? I'm sure you're a great guy in a lot of ways, but I think you're wrong on this. And since you and other top Democrats keep telling me how impractical it is for you to impeach the president, the vice president, and the attorney general, I'm going to tell you it's impractical for me to be a Democrat anymore. I'm now a declined to state voter. You're going to have to guess at what I might do. I might just do anything. I got more power now. I can vote in whichever primary I want. I'm educated myself. They don't expect that the voters will educate themselves on some of the powers that are still remaining. There aren't many, but there are some.
That's right.
So there, baby.
Right on, Christine. No,
yeah.
No, if you tell it like it is, these Democrats, they got elected on the promise of ending the war in Iraq and holding Bush and Cheney accountable for their corruption, and they're not doing either.
No, and I appreciate that it would take too long, and by the time you did it, look, all you have to do is impeach them. They're chickens. They are cowards. They are bullies. You think that George Bush and Dick Cheney, they just know that that's not going to happen, because I think they got the goods on some of these Democrats. So this is, there's something in there that we don't know about. So what if it takes enough time? Do the right thing. Paralyze this president. Paralyze this vice president. Paralyze this attorney general. And do it yesterday, if not tomorrow.
That's right. I'll tell you what's an exercise in futility. Is allowing Bush and Cheney to run this country like a dictatorship for the next year and a half.
It's not okay.
I suggest Congressman Thompson rethink his position.
Unless he wants to ride the bomb into Iran, much like Slim Pickens in, what was that movie?
Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, Dr. You-Know-Who. Thank you very much.
Yes, the Bush administration definitely reminds me of that movie.
I'll tell you.
It's pretty scary, yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, Christine.
Bye, Jake. Let's go to Hillary on line 3. Hi, Hillary. How are you?
Hi, Christine. This actually wasn't what I originally had called about, but I did want to comment on the last caller's call.
Mm-hmm.
And what you had said about, you know, Karl Rove and all of their cronies really must have something bad on some of these Democrats
mm-hmm.
in order for them just to, you know, roll over on some of these issues.
Right. There's something they don't want the people to know.
I want to make it very clear that short of child molestation, there's nothing in those photos
mm-hmm.
that could make me more upset than the Bush administration makes me on a daily basis.
Exactly. So we can handle if some of our Democrats have mistresses. Oh, my God, we'd be so shocked.
Right.
Or have visited escorts or whatever it is, whatever the deal is. Or even have taken kickbacks. We care more about a president of the United States, the most visible figure representing our country, and a vice president who are evil, evil people and need
Absolutely.
To be held to account. And if these Democrats can't do it, damn it, then let's run other people. Let's throw a monkey wrench into this business. You know, everybody say, oh, well, we can't do that because then da-da-da-da-da-da. When are you going to stand up, Americans? Go out there. Change your registration. Become declined to state.
Absolutely.
Scare them. Give them a scare. They deserve it. Thanks, Hillary.
Thank you, Christine.
Okay. Let's quickly go to Nancy in Winters with Defenders of the Constitution. She's on line 4. Hey, Nancy, we got about a minute here.
Okay, I'll talk fast.
Good.
This is specifically, I'm glad I got in because I wanted to talk to Jake and all the others who were in Thompson's district. We're down here in Yolo County,
mm-hmm.
and we have, let me give the address right now. Email address is defendconstitution@gmail.com.
Okay.
And we're circulating a letter to Thompson and Pelosi asking them to impeach Bush and Cheney. We're getting signatures. We'd like other people in the rest of his district and the other counties to join us. So if you write to us at that address, we'll send you copies of what we've got that you can get out there and have people sign. And then we're going to deliver these letters. We've delivered some already, but we're going to deliver the rest on the 30th of this month
mm-hmm.
at 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So if all the counties out there in this District 1, you know, could pitch in and do this wherever they are. And we all
have a whole lot of goodies to deliver to Mr. Thompson.
Right.
It would get his attention, wouldn't
right.
it?
Yeah, so if all the counties in this district would do this, would, you know, circulate this letter and or a letter of their choice if they want, and we could deliver these things all in the same day, this would make
so
a big statement.
So send an email to defend constitution at gmail.com. We're out of time. Thanks, Nancy. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, Talk City.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week I've been behind the wheel of the 2007 Acura TSX, a four-door compact, stylish, well-engineered. For $30,000, you get a lot to like. The TSX has a 2.4-liter fuel-injected four-cylinder engine with a five-speed automatic and has plenty of power and acceleration for its size. Acura promises no tune-ups for over 100,000 miles and gives you a six-year powertrain warranty. Great handling, excellent traction. Inside, it's loaded with accessories. GPS navigation system with a great display, satellite radio, his and hers climate control, moonroof, and full airbags. Pretty big trunk, too. If I had anything critical to say about the TSX, you'd hear it right here. Test drive it before you buy an Infiniti, Volvo, or BMW in this price range. By the numbers, the Acura TSX gets 22 miles in the city, 31 on the highway, stickers in California for about $30,000.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Dow closed 31 points lower today. Not bad, says CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus, considering where the market was.
At one point, all three major indexes were heavily in the red. The Dow off more than 200, the NASDAQ was off more than 50, and the S&P was down about 30 points. At the end of the day, it was like a new day. Modest losses for both the Dow and NASDAQ, and the S&P actually finished the day up slightly.
By a fraction of a point. The market got some reassurance from the Federal Reserve, which pumped cash into the financial system for the second day in a row to help ease the credit crunch that has traders so concerned. Doreen Mogavero of Mogavero Lee and Company urges investors to hold steady.
I think it's important to keep things in perspective and not to get caught up with the emotional ups and downs of the market, and to realize that if you have a definite opinion in the market, stay the course until something fundamentally changes to change your mind.
Disappointing news from Utah's Crandall Canyon mine. After a drill broke through today, rescuers heard no sounds from the six trapped miners and detected very little oxygen. But they say the drill may have been off, and they're hoping a larger hole still being drilled will yield better results. Three men died today at a coal mine in southern Indiana. They were in a bucket that plunged 500 feet down an air shaft. Welcome aboard the International Space Station.
Welcome on board, Scott and your crew.
Thank you, Fyodor.
Station Commander Fyodor Yurchikhin greeted the crew of Shuttle Endeavour after a successful docking today. Before Endeavour comes home, astronauts might have to go outside and repair some damage that occurred during liftoff. CBS News correspondent Peter King has that.
Last night, Mission Manager John Shannon spoke about a spray that looked like foam hitting the shuttle about a minute after launch. Now, after looking at video and pictures sent back this afternoon, they think it might have been a piece of ice rather than foam that apparently gouged one of the shuttle's thermal tiles. It's something they want to take a much closer look at. Shannon says shuttles have returned safely with worse damage than this appears to be. Meantime, the crew is getting on with its space station construction mission with a spacewalk tomorrow. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
By unanimous vote today, the UN Security Council voted to expand the United Nations role in Iraq.
I'm Mark Nolder in Kennebunkport, Maine, where President Bush welcomes the UN vote on Iraq. Spokeswoman Dana Perino says it sends an important signal that the UN remains committed to bringing stability and security to that country. At the urging of the U.S. and Britain, the UN will seek to promote political dialogue and national reconciliation among rival factions there.
Despite long repeated tours of duty for troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, President Bush has rejected the idea of restoring the military draft, but the door was open to crack today when his top war advisor said it makes sense to certainly consider it. This is CBS News.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Hi, I'm a craving. You're familiar with my work. Everything's hunky-dory and wham! You got a craving only a Subway sandwich can satisfy. Like wham! A Subway melt loaded with melty cheese, bacon, ham, and turkey. And there's wham! The meat-nificent chicken and bacon ranch. And the tasty tuna sub. And all I can say is you can run, but you cannot hide.
When a craving hits, only a mouth-watering Subway sub will do.
Wham! Gotcha!
Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
4 months after the Virginia Tech massacre, investigators released new details today.
Virginia Tech Police Chief Wendell Flinchum says the shootings were random. No link between Sung-hee Cho and his 32 victims. No idea why they were carried out at two locations, but...
Cho did leave a handwritten bomb threat note inside Norris Hall on the morning of April 16th. He posted it on an interior door, and it was taken off by a faculty member and handed over to a custodian.
It was found on a classroom desk after the bloodbath. Some students who say victims had no chance to protect themselves are pushing Virginia lawmakers to overturn a law that prevents students and faculty with gun permits from carrying their weapons on campus. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's a seasonal thing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Once again this summer, police are looking for a man who runs through people's yards wearing nothing but a ski mask. This has been going on for 2 years. In the most recent incident, a woman in her living room looked up to see a naked stranger outside the window. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Oh, will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Of the last day of the last... Oh, it's really been fun working for Peter B. Collins. He will be back with you on Monday if you are in Oregon, Portland, Coos Bay, or in Monterey, which I miss so much, or Eureka, lovely parts of the state of California. And I suppose we should look at this. Scientist says 300-year overdue earthquake could cause thousands of deaths. Ah, never mind. We all knew that anyway. And one of the best things about Sacramento, even though it gets hot as sin, did I mention this? We don't have much earthquake faulting in Sacramento. We've got levees that are about to burst, but, you know, don't worry about the earthquakes. That's not going to be a problem. So, yeah, scientists said 300-year overdue, thousands could die, billions of dollars in damage. She's Lucy Jones, seismologist at the U.S. Geological Survey. She's a member of the California Seismic Safety Commission. Well, if you live in Santa Cruz, oh, God, it's an issue, earthquakes. As you remember, 1989, quite well, all too well, I'm sure. And also, well, if you live in Carmel, the Carmel Headlands, that's one of the areas that's rock solid, not earthquake earthquake problem. Carmel Valley are pretty much okay there. Santa Cruz, big issue, as you all recall quite well. I remember I was doing television news here in Sacramento, driving to Santa Cruz to do stories on the destruction in 1989. So, yeah, that's not a good sight. And the city of Santa Barbara, where I also lived for many years, that was devastated by a quake in 1925, leveled the entire city, big fire, earthquake. So it's got a lot of dangerous things. But, you know, what can you do? What are we supposed to do about the earthquake? I don't know. There's nothing you can do except have your supply of water, Visqueen, and what's that other stuff you're supposed to have? Visqueen and what was it? Water, something else, I forget. I don't remember what it was. Battery operated or a cranked radio from a Sea Craig company. One of those puppies you just hand crank. Okay, enough of that silliness. Here's something that's really silly. Ever get drunk and drive? You shouldn't, you know. It's very, very bad. But here's a story. from Canada, from north of our border. A suspected drunk driver has shocked police in Canada. He used some very strange tactics to avoid having to give the breathalyzer test. 19-year-old man, here's what he did. He drank his contact lens solution and then tried to eat his socks. He was stopped by an officer in Walkerton, Ontario, Canada. The suspect had been found sitting in his car with the lights off on a country road. He was arrested when a police officer approached the vehicle and concluded that the man was drunk. As the officer prepared the breath test equipment, the suspect suddenly grabbed his contact lens case in his car. He then drank the solution, ate one of the lenses, and tried to then eat parts of his shirt and socks. Police say, yeah, he's drunk. Police eventually had to try and undress the man. Oh, yeah, right. To stop him from eating all of his clothes. How could this be? The suspect then got into a tussle with officers and was subdued with pepper spray. When he was transferred to a holding cell, this guy just didn't quit. He put his head in a toilet to avoid giving a breath sample. This is getting really gross. By the way, he's been charged with failure to provide a breath test sample and will appear in court in October. Why would he eat his socks? I guess he thought maybe they'd absorb the alcohol or something. I don't know. I do not know. And here's another wacky thing. This is, by the way, we're going to talk to Brad Freeman about serious things and funny things at 5:30 from bradblog.com. This is from a editorial writer for philly.com. 1 month, his name is Stu Bykovsky. He says, 1 month from the anniversary, he's talking about September 11th, I'm thinking another 9/11 would help America. What kind of sick bleep would write such a thing? A bleep so sick of how splintered we are politically, thanks mainly to our ineptitude in Iraq, that we have forgotten who the enemy is. Well, I'd ask him, who is the enemy, Stu? Huh? We went into Iraq, invaded a sovereign nation, and occupied it based on lies. Were the Iraqis our enemies? Seems to me, I recall, wasn't it 15 of the 9/11 hijackers were from, was it Saudi Arabia? Seems to me right now that Saudi Arabia is arming and fueling the Sunni insurgency, which is the group most involved in killing Americans. So maybe we should be going after this. Oh, but they have what we want, so we can't do that. But this Stu Bykovsky says we need another 9/11, so we'll all get unified again and all scared and, you know, all working together. Working together. It is not Bush, and it is not Hillary, and it is not the Daily Kos or Bill O'Reilly or Giuliani or Barack. It is global terrorists who use Islam to justify their hideous sins, including blowing up women and children. Well, I wonder if Stu Bykovsky knows that we've killed close to a million people in Iraq for no good reason. But it hurts more when a so-called Islamic jihadist blows you up or when an American bomb blows you up. Which do you think hurts more, huh? Iraq has fractured the U.S. into jigsaw pieces of competing interests that encourage our enemies. We are deeply divided, and division is weakness. We must be strong. Most Americans today believe Iraq was a mistake. Why? Not because Americans are anti-war. Well, I'll tell you why they think it's a mistake, Stu. Because it was. Stupid twit. Yeah, he says, in Iraq, we don't believe our military is being beaten on the battleground. We don't? Well, actually, they are killing close to a million people and getting beaten on the battleground because it's not a battleground, it's a civil war. It's more than that there is no formal battleground. There is the drip of daily casualties, and victory is not around the corner. Americans are impatient. We like fast food and fast war. How about just war, if there's such a thing? You know, like when you're attacked, like we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, and you fight back, and when Germany declares war in the United States, you fight back. Yeah, that's just. But preemptive war, like we're going to probably do in Iran, is not something we're going to win. Have you noticed that the only time America wins a war is when we're in something like a fight legitimately? Remember Vietnam? What happened in Vietnam? Did we lose the Vietnam War? Answer, yes. Everybody's so meek about saying, yeah, we lost it. We got our butts kicked. I take no joy in that. I'm not a pacifist. I believe in a strong military. I believe it's a dangerous world. I just believe that when you send our men and women into harm's way, it better well be for a damn good reason. Not this nonsense. Not to make war profiteers richer. And once you go into Iraq, you find out there's no weapons of mass destruction. You apologize. You take your leave. You reconstruct. You get the hell out of there. We're not going to win in Iraq, nor should we. So anyway, this is a point of view to save America. We need another 9/11. He says America's fabric is pulling apart like a cheap sweater. What would sew us back together? Another 9/11 attack. The Golden Gate Bridge, he says. Mount Rushmore. Chicago's Wrigley Field. The Philadelphia subway system. The U.S. is a target-rich environment for Al-Qaeda. Is there any doubt that they're planning to hit us again? If it is to be, then let it be, he says. Well, can we make sure he's on the Golden Gate Bridge when that happens? I mean, what a jerk. It will take another attack on the homeland. Oh, I don't call it the homeland. Never have and never will. It's the United States, period. It's not the homeland. It will take another attack on the homeland to quell the chattering of chipmunks and to restore America's righteous rage and singular purpose to prevail. The unity brought by such an attack sadly won't last forever. The first 9/11 proved that. People are actually writing this kind of crap. Mr. Bykovsky, whatever your name is, excuse me, Iraq was a mistake. That's why. You know, that's why. It was a mistake. All right. Take a deep breath. And there's one other thing I want to talk about, and then I will take some calls. A Bush war advisor, Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, U.S. Army, said in an interview with NPR's All Things Considered, I think it makes sense to certainly consider a draft. And I can tell you this has always been an option on the table. Oh, it's on the table. But ultimately, this is a policy matter between meeting the demands for the nation's security by one means or another, Lute added in his first interview since being confirmed by the Senate. He's the President Bush's, he's the new war czar, war advisor. And he says the current means of the all-volunteer force is serving us exceptionally well. He'd be lying about that. You're now paying people to sign up in the military and giving them an extra $20,000 just to sign up. Yeah, they want to go. They believe in the cause, don't they? The United States military conducted a draft during the Civil War and both World Wars in between 1948 and 1973. Selective service reestablished in 1980. Maintains a registry of 18-year-old men. Hey, it shouldn't be just men either. It ought to be men and women. There's no reason on earth why a female life is somehow more sacred or more valuable than a male life. It should be men and women. They should all have to register at 18, period. Representative Charles Rangel has called for reinstating the draft as a way to end the Iraq war. He's absolutely right. You put a draft in place, and then you will not have people worried more about what they're consuming. You will have people marching on Washington in the millions, and it'll put a big end to it. All right? You can comment on that as well. Let's take a call. Let's start out with Rick in Rancho on line one. Hey, Rick, you're on Talk City.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, good to hear Freedom Ring again. I've lost touch with you ever since you're on 1320.
I've never been on 1320.
No, but I've heard you before, and I heard Randy Rose.
I've never been on 1320 in my life, nor do I want to be. So, Rick, thank you so much for the call, but You got the wrong person. Let's move on to Shirley in El Dorado Hills on line two. Hey, Shirley, how are you? Got about a minute here. Shirley? Shirley, let's say goodbye to Shirley. So now we have no more time. See how that happens? Because it wouldn't be fair right now to take another caller. We got some guy who thinks I'm somebody else, so I never was and never want to be and never will be. Thank you very much. No interest. And Shirley, who's fallen asleep while waiting to go on the air, apparently. So when we come back, let me give you the phone numbers again. Our website, www.1240talkcity.com. www.1240talkcity.com. If you'd like to email me, Christine, Christine, at 1240talkcity.com. And our phone number, toll-free from any place, is 877-766-1240. 877-766-1240. Draft. Should it be both men and women? Hell yes. Why not? Don't you think? Makes perfect sense to me. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 a.m. at Talk City. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. The Bush War Advisor now saying the draft is worth a look. And then at 5:30, we got Brad Freeman. That'll be good. Stay tuned.
Garrett Real Estate Inspections in Watsonville reminds parents: children are exposed to drugs as early as elementary school age. One of the most frightening drugs now affecting our youngsters is crystal meth. Learn as much as you can about this drug and others. Sit down and talk with your children. This message is from Garrett Real Estate Inspections in Watsonville. They're on the air doing their part in the fight against drug abuse. Give them a call at 722-1884. That's 722-1884.
Two great Chinese restaurants, two great locations, one great American name.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Personally, I love the chow fun noodles. Jim's Restaurant is now celebrating its 8th anniversary at 1584 Del Monte. Join the party. Buy lunch or dinner for four at Jim's in Seaside and get a free order of tempura vegetables. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117 for a great takeout.
Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale is a local treasure. Jim's owner and chef, Stephen Lowe, has over 20 years of experience in renowned San Francisco restaurants. Chef Lowe provides his loyal clientele with the best of East meets West, including the finest steaks in Monterey County. Chef Lowe enhances classic American and Chinese dishes with delicious French and Italian entrees and sauces. Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale transcends categories with a unique pace-setting menu and family-friendly prices. Jim's in Prunedale is open daily for lunch and dinner. Stop by 8069 San Miguel Canyon Road or call Chef Stephen Lowe at 663-488 for carryout to die for.
It's fair time again, and this year we're homegrown at the Monterey County Fair. We're talking six big days of family-packed entertainment from Tuesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 19th. Stop by every day for free headline entertainment, including the Paul Thorne Band, War, Pam Tillis, Night Ranger, plus our homegrown band showcase featuring top local bands. Your entire family will love the free exhibits, including the Busy Bee Dogs and Hugo the One Man Band. You will love the Beer and Wine Pavilion featuring homegrown beers and wines. All this and much, much more just for $8 if you're an adult. Admission for 6 to 12 year olds is only $4, and kids under 6 get in for free. Kids Day is Tuesday, Seniors Day is Wednesday, and Military Appreciation Day is Thursday. From August 14th through August 19th, the fun will be at the 2007 Monterey Fair. Don't miss it. For information and to buy tickets, go online at www.montereycountyfair.com or call the fair office at 831-372-1000. That's 831-372-1000 for the homegrown Monterey County Fair.
Tired of commuting an hour or more every day so you can make money for somebody else? Would you like to build a successful home-based business? Let Tanya Simmons show you how. Attend the CyberWise Opportunity Rally on Saturday, August 25th at 1:30 p.m. The CyberWise Opportunity Rally will be held at the Valley Center Bowl in Salinas. Call John Gaines at 831-229-2546 to reserve your place at the CyberWise Opportunity Rally. Call John Gaines now at 229-2546. That number again is 229-2546.
Hey, everybody, let's take a look at Friday afternoon traffic or early evening traffic. Looking at a problem in Hollister on Shore Drive at Fraser Lake. It's an injury crash, a car and a motorcycle down the right shoulder. We have emergency crews on scene there, and the traffic in the area is rather slow. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. Let's see if we can find anything else. We did have a problem in Santa Cruz Mountain, southbound 17 of the Redwood Estates, an injury crash, motorcyclist down in the center divide area. Other than that, Santa Cruz. We're going to mention northbound 1 at Emmeline. The off-ramp closed until the summer of 2008. No problems. A little bit of slow traffic on Highway 1 between Monterey and Carmel. And so we're going to let you know about that. The support brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, the cars more people rely on for fuel efficiency than any other nameplate. Toyota, test drive today.
And no fevers or Abraham Lincoln impersonators.
The Stephanie Miller Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Talk City 1240.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC. So when you're in Sacramento, Peter B's listeners, you want to turn on 1240 AM. If you want to catch this show, our website, of course, we're streaming. I don't want to encourage that because I'm talking to other radio stations, but in case you want to know, it's www.1240talkcity.com. When you're in town, listen to us because we do a lot of political action. We have a very fun idea of doing that. We incorporate a lot of interesting slogans and art and graphics, and we just have a great time. It's really fun. And people say the first time I had a political protest involved with this radio show was over at the convention center here in Sacramento, and it was when Rudolph Giuliani was in town many years ago. And, we had some wonderful things. We got a whole bunch of people showed up, and we told the story of that. And once again, the name of that book, Radio Silence, FDNY, if you want to learn the truth about what a scheming piece of crap Rudolph Giuliani is. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I mean. So sue me. Come on, Rudy. You want a little bit of this? Come on, just sue me, because that's what I think you are, and I can prove it, okay? And I'd like to ask, once again, anybody out there have Motorola radios? If you're a first responder, tell the rest of the country how those Motorola radios are working for you, huh? The ones that Rudolph Giuliani pitches all the time and gets kickbacks for, the ones that don't work so that first responders can't communicate with each other, that in case there were any sort of horrible thing that happened in this country again, you'd see even more chaos. How did I get on that? This really makes me mad. If you want to call about that, you can. 877-766-1240. Let's talk to, who's on line four? Michael in Sacramento. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I just wanted to say it's wonderful to listen to somebody that makes exactly perfect sense.
Well, I won't always, and the more you listen, you'll say, I can't believe she just said that. I don't want you to always agree, you know, because...
Oh, no, I don't agree just because it's coming out of your mouth. I felt like this since we were in Vietnam.
Well...
I mean, I felt slighted. You know, I'm 63. I felt slighted for my, you know, rights as a citizen since I was a young man. And get out into society.
Well, you have some options here. You know, they just assume that all the voters are stupid, that they can't figure out how to play this game. I'm telling you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I don't care what you are.
Oh, that's right.
Change your registration to decline to state. It'll make them crazy. Gives you some power, you see. They don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I haven't done it yet because I'm disabled and I don't get around much, but...
You don't get around much anymore. I think you can even do it online, Michael.
Oh, I'm not good on, I don't have a computer.
Well,
never operated one.
I think you need one. I think you'd enjoy it because if you like this show, Michael, you could listen to Peter B. Collins streaming. You could listen to all kinds of things. Plus, you could, when we give you great sites that you should check out for alternative news and alternative information, you know, really, the computer world, the blogosphere, is changing the way politics are done in this country, and I would heartily recommend that you beg, borrow, or yes, even steal, and get yourself into the computer age, my friend. I think you'd love it.
Yeah. How about buying one and learning how to operate it?
You can do it, Michael. It's not hard. The biggest growing group of individuals who are taking up computers and getting computer skills are geezers, just like you and me.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. But I wanted to say you do one heck of a job.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate listening to you every day. And the things that you say aren't, I don't know, I've been saying them for years.
Well, Michael, keep listening. We know you're out there. You call anytime. Thank you.
Okay. By the way, I used to be known when I used to call Eden as Sinatra's Michael.
I'm sorry, you did what?
Eden used to be on 1320, and I used to talk to her.
I don't know Eden, and I don't know 1320, but what the heck, you know? You do what you want to do. Eden. Oh, goodness. Let's move on to Susan in Roseville on line one. Hey. Oh, I do? That's all I have? Don't know, then don't take Susan. That wouldn't be fair. Hang on, Susan. We'll get to you. Let's see the clock. I won't get to you because I'm so sorry. We've got Brad Freeman coming up after the news break. So next week, Susan, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. I think she wanted to talk about the draft. Sacramento's only progressive talks. Oh, you were wrong, weren't you? Oh, Jason made a big boo-boo. Can I take Susan real fast? Yes. Susan, my apologies. You got about 30 seconds. See, she hung up because she heard me say we don't have enough time. Oh, we blew it by 1 minute. But now we're okay. Now, since we've goofed up on our last day, we goof up a whole minute at a time. Now we're pretty much out of it. We're going to take a little segue to the local news and your news and information on your stations all over California and Oregon. Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM, Talk City. Studio phone, 766-1240. You can ask Brad Friedman questions if you'd like to about electronic voting. And he's got some tales to tell from Plano, Texas, the home office of the Diebold Machine Companies. You know what? They told Brad he was full of... He did. They actually did. Well, tell us all about that. Toll free from anywhere, 877-766-1240.
To change the world, start with one step.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Hi, I'm J.R. Medina, owner of PG Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue in Pacific Grove. My family and I are proud to serve the finest selection of beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic beverages in the Monterey area. Our store is evolving beyond adult and soft drinks. We serve freshly brewed Acme coffee, the finest breakfast burritos, and now Nathan's hot dogs. We're open daily. Come by and check out the big, big selection and low, low prices at PG Liquors. That's PG Liquors at 229 Grand in Pacific Grove.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
We were looking for an inclusive community, so we joined a Unitarian Universalist church where we can really live our values.
Did you know the American Red Cross, the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, and the SPCA were all founded by Unitarians or Universalists?
Imagine a denomination that walks its talk. When Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to clergy to join protesters in Selma, Alabama, more than one-third of the Unitarian Universalist parish ministers answered his call.
And Unitarian Universalists are still fighting for justice today. We're speaking up everywhere for marriage equality, for reproductive rights, for the environment, and for our civil liberties.
A denomination with progressive values makes a difference in today's world. Unitarian Universalists. Come visit our church on the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website, uucmp.org, or call 624-7404.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Welcome back, everybody, for the final, well, of two segments before we say goodbye. And really having a kick on, what's that guy's name? Oh, yeah, Peter B. Collins. He's in Italia. He will be back with you on Monday. And also filling in for Peter B. Collins the first 2 weeks of his fabulous vacation was Brad Friedman, my friend and colleague Brad Friedman. Let's go to Brad right now. Hey, Brad, were you still in Texas?
There we are. Oh, no, I've made it out of Texas alive.
Good. Oh, my God, I'm surprised.
Back to Missouri, ground zero for the 2008 election.
Oh, my God. And why is Missouri ground zero for the 2008?
Well, it was ground zero for the 2006 election as they, the bad guys, Republicans, tried to game the system in the front and in the back. They brought all of these voter fraud suits just days before the 2006 election and try to affect the election.
Because even if you have a pending suit, then there's going to be injunctions against people voting, right?
Well, it scares people, yeah, frankly. And the fact is that when these suits were brought before the 06 election, it also happened before the 04 election, it was in violation of the Department of Justice's what do we call it, rules for mm-hmm. when to bring such cases. They're not supposed to bring indictments related to elections just
right
days before the election.
That's right. But you know, Alberto Gonzalez, he says there are no rules.
That's right. They don't care. They make stuff up as they go along. They will do anything they want, and it is all about winning elections. Because
and they're still
going to
pull it off.
It.
Yeah, they're going to do it again, aren't they?
Yep. They're going to do anything they can. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be in St. Louis, Missouri next Thursday talking about exactly that to hopefully a big crowd out in Kirkwood, and we'll talk about the entire mess here in Missouri. And remember, Christine, you have probably followed Brad Blog a little bit on the American Center for Voting Rights and this cretin criminal Thor Hearn, who was Bush Cheney's national counsel in 2004. He's the guy who started up this phony front group called American Center for Voting Rights, and they have been putting out quote-unquote voter fraud propaganda.
And it's very important because you've corrected me in the past when I just have said this incorrectly. There's vote fraud, voter fraud, and then there's election fraud. They're two different critters.
That's right. Voter fraud is almost non-existent unless you happen to be Ann Coulter. and election fraud is a huge concern, and that is where our hero of the week or two, Deborah Bowen, came in.
Mm-hmm.
And has begun, at least, to right this Titanic a little bit, I hope.
Well, you know, it's so funny because we're going to be talking to you in San Francisco tomorrow about this very thing as well. In the local paper, the Sacramento Bee, Dan Walters, who's the longtime kind of well-known columnist for the Sacramento Bee, writes on things political, really attacked the bejesus out of Deborah Bowen and said, well, you know, she's a lawyer by trade, as if that were some bad thing.
Right.
She studied the Constitution. Yes, that's right. And sort of did this column, which basically implied that because she was a girl, she was scared the sky was falling. And I thought, he couldn't possibly have gone to www.sos.ca.gov and actually read the accounts of the top-to-bottom review done by the Secretary of State here in California, done by the top computer scientists in the nation, and a computer scientist from the University of California. You can't possibly have read, because what she found was disastrous. And what they found, devastating information about these voting machines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was absolutely devastating. And you can see it, you know, if you just bother to read any of these documents that, you know, folks were able to take over the system from the voting machine all the way down to the tabulator level, all the way down to the firmware of these voting systems, which means, you know, any hacks that they do can stay resident in the voting machines from election to election to election. I mean, that's the sort of thing we're dealing with. And the fact that you still have, and Media Matters actually did a great roundup, I think it was yesterday, of all of the disinfo that is being put out there by the elections officials and by the voting machine companies, who mm-hmm. seem to be in an absolute panic. You know,
they don't want reporters and writers to actually read what these scientists discovered in this top to bottom review. It is utterly, absolutely devastating. If I hear one more idiot say, oh, we're just afraid of technology, we need to embrace the modern world. blah, blah, blah. None of these people ever actually read the actual findings of the scientists, and I know it's a little difficult for them.
Well, but, you know, I'm sure the officials and the voting machine company folks probably do, but I think they're relying on the fact that the journalists don't.
And they don't work anymore.
To the officials and to the voting machine companies, and rarely do they pick up the phone and call someone like me or call some of these election integrity folks out there or just go ask, you know, your voter next-door neighbor and ask them what they think and if they believe that they should know how their vote is counted and that they should be able to see how their vote is counted. I suspect they would hear a very different answer than what they hear from these despicable, frankly, elections officials and voting machine company folks, of whom had a great attack on me today.
What did they say, that you were full of something?
Full of something that we cannot say on the air, I believe.
Yes.
And this guy...
Tell me about it.
Ken Hajir, I think is his name. I've yet to talk to him. Haven't heard from him yet, despite accepting his challenge to a debate on this, yet he's been suspiciously quiet. In any case, he works for Diebold's main distributor. He's a sales and marketing guy. I like to call him a marketeer for Diebold out in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that well, if you go to Brad Black, you'll see his full comments.
Yes, which we can't say on the radio.
But he says that the problem is not the machines. The problem is the people.
Yeah.
Which I agree with.
That's right.
People like Mr. Ken Hajir, who has complete and total access to these voting systems and can do any damn thing he wants with them at any time. And that's the problem. And so I agree with him. And so while he's saying that, we have security procedures in place that will take care of any such problem.
He's full of it.
He is completely
full. You are full of it, and he is totally full of it.
Indeed.
So, but yeah. Now, Deborah Bowen, going to decertify and recertify with conditions. I was very pleased yesterday from one of my listeners to get, I believe it was from Placer County, the registrar up there saying that he supports Deborah Bowen's and will follow and do their very best to comply with whatever conclusions they reach about whether these companies have met the recertification standard.
Good.
So how about the registrars in California? Are they going to fight her tooth and nail, or are some of them lining up to do the right thing?
Well, you know, they may not have a choice but to do the right thing. We'll see. There was talk when she first came out with her decisions on this that there would be lawsuits from various counties. That talk seems to have died down a bit, and they may just be gritting their teeth and saying, well, we're going to have to make this work. That would be a fine development. Now, that still doesn't mean a lawsuit couldn't show up out of somewhere here at some point, but I think she has pretty well covered her bases, and as you said in the article in the SACB, he pointed out that she is a lawyer. I think she crossed her legal T's and dotted her I's.
Yes, she did.
Before she made this pronouncement, because you know they would be all over her with a lawsuit if they felt they had an opening. Fact is, the law is against them. Deborah Bowen is in favor of the people.
She's the Secretary of State. I'm very worried about her security and safety. I'm always concerned about that because there's a lot of money at stake here.
Well, there is. You're right, and that's a very good point. I think the bigger concern, if you look what happened to Kevin Shelley, the registrar prior to the last terrible one, Bruce McPherson,
right?
You know, they ran Shelley out on a rail not long after he had decertified Diebold touchscreen voting systems across California. So I suspect that they are.
Of course,
once
now
again,
he had some culpability on some other issues as well, and I just knowing Deborah Bowen, I have a feeling that she is as, I don't want to say clean as the driven snow, but she's a very smart cookie. I think she's aware of that kind of attack that might be put on her, and I think she will survive that. I don't think they can find her, What was the take against him that he had used HABA money for Democratic voter registration drives, that kind of thing?
You know, it was always unclear exactly what it was, and I don't believe any charges have ever been brought. I think it was somebody who worked for him rather than something that he did. Mm-hmm. The point here, I think, is that they are going to be looking for anything that
That's
they can
right.
find to use
against
her. He
wears the wrong shade of lipstick, they'll go after her.
Exactly, yeah. But I think this woman is so far... crystal clean, if I can use that word.
Yes.
And I think they're going to have a hell of a time finding anything on her. I might suggest They just grin and bear it and start working for the people who hire them.
Exactly.
Work for the people.
Work for the people. And here, the recertification, she decertified and recertified with conditions. And are they scrambling to meet the conditions? And my guess is that some of these companies and some of these machines cannot meet the conditions for recertification.
Well, it's going to be very interesting because she did. She gave them 30 days in some cases, 45 days in others to sort of offer their plans on how they intend, both the counties and the voting machine companies, how they intend to meet these very onerous requirements.
And couldn't they just offer up their proprietary software and that would end the problem, or would it?
No, it wouldn't, because there's still all kinds of security procedures that need to be in place, because they can offer up their software, but guess what? We already have their software, and we know it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how are they going to be able to use these machines, hold an election in February, and have some modicum of security that will offer confidence, or begin at least to rebuild confidence amongst the voters who use these systems? That's who they work for. You know, they seem to think they work for the voting machine companies.
And they do not.
They do not. And yet, so many of them do. As a matter of fact, I believe he's vice president or president of Sequoia Voting Systems, was a former California Secretary of State. And then you've got, so you see all kinds of elections officials going and working for these voting machine companies.
As members of Congress become lobbyists.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this as soon as they, you know, get out of the job. There's actually no law against it, unfortunately. And then you've got the case of some of them who seem to be working for these companies while they're in the job, including our good friend, the Registrar of Los Angeles,
Connie McCormick.
Yes.
Connie.
Which, by the way, Los Angeles County, I believe, is larger than two-thirds of the states.
In this nation.
In this nation,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And her big concern this week, which was absolutely incredible, was that now that they have to completely 100% hand-count all paper trails on the touchscreen voting machines that they're allowed to use either.
But Connie's great at counting things.
Well, in early voting and one machine, you know, on election day they can use, they have to count them 100%, and they're charging the voting machine companies to do it. Her concern that she expressed to the Board of Supervisors who met the other day,
mm-hmm.
she was concerned that it was going to cut into Diebold's profits.
Oh, that shouldn't be anything she even thinks about.
Well, she thought about it, and one of the Board of Supervisors, Gloria Molina, was not impressed by
former
Connie
Gloria McCormick. Molina, former assemblywoman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
good
is that right?
Yeah.
She was almost stunned at McCormick's apparent interest in whether Diebold was going to have enough profits or not.
Assertion of interest in the profits of the provider of the voting machine.
And she wondered why, and I think one reason may be, you can find it again at Brad Blog, which is that Connie McCormick appears on the Diebold sales brochure. Her the grinning face of CoverGirl Connie, and some words supporting Diebold. So even though she's a registrar of one of the largest counties in the nation, she's also out there working as a sales girl for Diebold.
She's this sales girl. Now, hold the thought, because we're going to come back to you if you can stay with us for a bit longer. I want to talk about, that man that couldn't possibly be elected president and what his suggestion is about voting machines. Stay tuned. Hey, folks, you're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. Our phone number, 877-766-1240. Call now.
When you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I...
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, be the path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow, hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests, and you call in with your questions and ideas, and we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future, and we're doing it five times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters, weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
It is that time once again for the final track report of the night, and let's do tell you the latest. Well, let's start off with a problem, a little bit of activity as you folks make your way home tonight, and we do have a problem in Carmel Valley. Laurel's Grade at West Carmel Valley Road, my goodness. And we do have an accident on the right shoulder. Two vehicles being reported there at this time. CHP is on scene, by the way. Also, Felton, Graham Hill Road, and Felton Empire Road. We have a lane blocked there because of a stalled vehicle. A little reminder that Santa Cruz, Highway 1 southbound at Morrissey, the off-ramp closed 24 hours a day for road work. One of the two ramps to the southbound freeway is also closed as well. And a little bit of slow traffic, northbound 1 between Monterey and Carmel at this point. Southbound also a little bit slow and go. The sport brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Get the good stuff.
New social culture, often political talk extravaganza.
That's On the Real with Chuck D, Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. on KSAC.
I'm Christine Kraft.
Summer came,
and my coach is turning into a lovely pumpkin. No, I love being here. It's great. KSAC, 1240 AM, but it's been great fun filling in for Peter B. Collins. And on our live line is none other than Brad Friedman, bradblog.com, best damn blog that's out there, full of all kinds of great stuff. Hey, Brad, I want to ask you one thing before we take a call.
Yeah.
And that is Dennis Kucinich, the man who has all the great ideas about labor, about ending the war, and about voting machines. Of course, he couldn't possibly be president because he doesn't look like he's supposed to look. What a load. But Dennis Kucinich says that legal action may need to be taken against voting machine companies. I think he's right that there is a legal basis for a lawsuit.
Yeah, he definitely is. He was on the air on a show out of Philadelphia on Wednesday, and the guest prior to him was Matt Blaze, one of the fellow who ran the source code study for Deborah Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was listening before he came on the air, and he sort of came on and, you know, said, look, we got to do something here. Lawsuits need to be filed. Please give me a call tomorrow. So now there is more talk, and lawsuits have been filed, and I suspect there will be more to come. Frankly, it's the elections officials at this point who ought to be suing.
They ought. They would have standing. Absolutely. No one could question their standing as elections officials.
Well, that's right, and they've got all the dirt and goods on what it was that these voting machine companies told them in order to defraud them when they said that they should buy these systems because they're secure.
And absolutely, and if the beef is from some of these registrars, oh, we spent millions and millions of dollars, you got defrauded, baby. It's called fraud. And now we have this great study that Deborah Bowen put together. We've got all of these the scientists from the University of California and others, and that's what those studies could become a basis for a national legal effort to throw out that technology, says Kucinich.
Yeah, and that may happen, by the way, in Kentucky, where the attorney general is demanding that the Diebold and Hardin or Civic out there make the same changes on their systems in Kentucky that Bowen is requiring out in California. So this is having effect all over the country.
As it should. And I remember when she was running And we worked so hard at this station, and people went out and walked precincts, and I talked about it every chance I could, had her on the air every chance I could, was so thrilled that she won. And part of that was that I knew if once we could just get her in there, that what she would do would have reverberations across this nation.
She is, Deborah Bowen is the only candidate that Brad Blog has ever officially endorsed in any election. So we're quite proud.
She absolutely rocks. Now, other Democrats, though, get it, do you think, other than Dennis Kucinich?
Well, there's some positive sign, yeah. In fact, especially a lot of California Democrats who didn't give the time of day to this stuff before. Art Torres, for example, head of the California Democratic Party,
yes.
He's all of a sudden concerned about voting machines, and he wants to support Deborah Bowen.
Wow.
After years of trying to tell him we had a problem here. So I'm happy to see that. Unfortunately, in the meantime, back in Congress, our old friend Congressman Rush Holt, who's got an election reform bill with some huge problems.
Gaping holes.
Yep, came out and lied about what his bill does in the wake of Bowen's findings.
Oh, which, really?
Yeah. His bill will allow the very touchscreen voting systems with paper trails that Bowen found can be hacked, and that the paper trails themselves are... You know, not a guarantee that these systems can be held, can be made safe.
That's right.
And he came out and told Alternate just after Bowen made her announcement.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "This is why we need to pass my bill so that every voter gets a paper ballot."
No, Russ, you're wrong.
He's absolutely wrong. His bill does not allow for a paper ballot, and I don't like calling congressmen liars like that. Especially someone who I worked with on that bill.
And because he seemed to get it at one point, but it's like he gets part of it, but not the whole picture, and his bill has such huge gaping holes you could drive a truck full of D-bolt machines right through them.
Indeed, and you know, and it's getting worse. I worked on the bill prior to its introduction, and unfortunately it never had what it needed to, which is a ban on these DRE touchscreen voting systems, and now he's out there, frankly, and it's gotten worse since then in committee and so forth, he's out there lying about it. It's
now,
awful.
What about Dianne Feinstein in California? What is she supporting now? I can't remember.
She had an even worse bill than Holt's, but the good news seems to be she, instead of going out and lying about what you know her bill would do,
she's paying attention to Deborah Bowen's top-to-bottom review?
Very much, and
good.
She's going to be holding hearings next month on election fraud and has said that she would like to see paper ballots marked by the voter used in every election.
We're going to try to take a caller here, see if we can be successful at this. Let's go to Richard in Eureka, who has a question on the topic. He wants to talk to Brad. Hi, Richard. You're on Talk City.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for being there.
You're welcome.
And I remember on iwilltryit.com, it's a website of horrible things that make me ashamed to be an American, but one of them was, there was a gentleman testifying at the Senate about how he wrote software to flip the election 49-51, he said you could flip it either way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if anything had ever become of that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever even heard?
Oh, yeah. I originally broke that story, actually.
Oh, great.
That was Clint Curtis, fellow from Florida.
Yeah.
Who was asked by Congressman Tom Feeney, he claims, to create that vote rigging software. And if you go to bradblog.com/Clint Curtis, you will get an index of the notable stories from my past. Boy, I think about two and a half years at this point of reporting on Clint Curtis, who, in fact, ran against Tom Feeney last November. And in his latest effort to try to expose what Feeney is up to down in Florida, and he contested that election, and the Democrats threw out the contest, despite the fact that Clint Curtis had affidavits showing that more folks voted for him than were apparently shown in the paperless touchscreen voting machines that they use down there. But the good news is Clint Curtis has announced already he's going to run again against Feeney. And if you check him out at ClintCurtis.com and perhaps donate a few dollars, I think it would be a few dollars well spent, frankly.
Okay,
thank you,
that's
Richard.
Good news.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thanks a lot. Now, I'd also like to tell people that if they want to, they can always, you know, support Brad Blog. There's a way to do it, even though Brad Freeman is actually full of you-know-what, according to Diebold. You can help Brad Friedman continue his wonderful work on this subject. You are a great American. I've told you that before. And I know that you will not quit until we clean up this mess.
You mean I have a choice?
You have no choice in the matter. I will talk to you, my friend, tomorrow on that radio station in San Francisco, and we will let that audience know about all this as well. It's just far too important. And I've told you before, it used to be in San Francisco when I would bring up this subject, they'd look at me like I was a tin hat conspirator. Now they're paying attention, much as Dianne Feinstein is, and much as much of the country is. Thanks in great measure to Brad Friedman.
You're very kind. Thanks, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You're full of it, okay? Bye, Brad.
Bye, Christine.
All right. Okay, everybody, you're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. It's been had a wonderful time being on the radio and all of Peter B. Collins' excellent radio station. So goodbye, Portland. Goodbye, Coos Bay. Goodbye, Eureka. And goodbye, Monterey. I'll see you soon on the radio, I promise. But until then, have a great weekend, and bye-bye. See everybody else Monday at 3 o'clock right here.
To change the world, started with one.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, meet our own Indiana Jones, Glenn Plantone. He travels the world to find the best investment properties. Glenn is president of National New Builds and will be discussing some very hot investment opportunities in the great state of Tennessee. That's this week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, your number one source for all your real estate needs. For more information, call 408-892-3376. All this and more Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie. I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Before Space Shuttle Endeavour returns from the International Space Station, astronauts might have to go outside and repair damage that occurred during liftoff. CBS News correspondent Peter King explains.
It appears to be a 3-inch square gouge in one of the protective tiles underneath and to the rear of the shuttle. It's hard to tell just how deep it is from pictures taken by the space station crew, so the Endeavour astronauts will use their robot arm and boom attachment with laser sensor. Take a closer look on Sunday.
If it turns out not to be acceptable, we have three different repair options for tile on the underside of the vehicle that we have tested quite a bit and have confidence in.
But Mission Management Team Chair John Shannon says that kind of talk is premature. He says other shuttles have come back safely with worse damage than this appears to be. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
At the mine in Utah, that big drill is down more than 1,600 feet now. Richard Stickler of the Mine Safety and Health Administration says it should help a lot.
We will be able to have visibility for up to 100 feet. We will be able to see significant detail, and this will give us additional information about the conditions that are underground.
Instruments lowered through a smaller hole detected little oxygen and no signs of life. For a second day, the Fed pumped money into the financial system to help stabilize the markets. It seemed to help. The Dow, which was down more than 200 points, ended the session with a loss of just 31, and the S&P 500 was actually up a fraction. CBS News correspondent Kelly Wallace talked to a Wall Street veteran.
Stephen Pogora has been trading for 30 years. He says the people who are getting hurt the most by the market's volatility are short-term investors who backed mortgages for homeowners with weak credit. As for the long-term investor who invests in a 401k or a pension,
you should be nervous. It's your money, but you shouldn't panic. You've come a long way. The market was at 8,000 four and a half years ago. We're at 13,000 today, 13.2, and we were at 14,000 3 weeks ago.
But prospective home buyers have reason to worry. Suddenly it's a lot harder to get a mortgage. And Nicole Ridgway at SmartMoney.com says the credit crunch might affect people's buying habits.
The big fear here is that consumers will sort of say, whoa, I'm not going shopping today. Like, I don't need these things, and going back to the basics and really trying to hang on to their money.
Many experts expect the Fed to cut interest rates, but probably not until it's